is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
You got the MJ Morning Show on a Thursday. Hey, folks, MJ and the crew here at 6:01. We're down two. I don't see Roxanne here in the studio. I don't see Froggy here in the studio. Fester, you're here.
You see, I pridefully walk in last every morning.
You generally do.
Exactly.
And you walked in at your regular last time, and, well,
no Froggy, no Roxanne.
Froggy's walking in now. Roxanne just walked in, guys.
Hi, good morning. Let me give you a show today.
Let me give you the condescending greeting MJ gives me every morning. Thanks for showing up, guys.
No condescending greeting.
A little bit.
No condescending greeting. And then Froggy walked in, just walked out again. Oh, his chair's missing. If you got here on time. Oh, stop.
Sorry.
Dude, you just rammed into the whole console. God, you made it shake. What if you knock wires loose and you knock this off the. Kidding. All right, so, dude, you made the whole thing shake over here.
Sorry, that's probably not a good thing.
No, it's probably not. I mean, this console is being held together with duct tape and glue.
Yeah, actually, what's holding the console together is not quite as secure as duct tape.
Well,
it's like painter's tape.
As we come to the end of the year, we were supposed to have a new studio. That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Wait. Here we are, still.
Has anyone heard anything about building these new studios, or is that just a big old tease?
I don't know.
No, I haven't seen any updates. Yeah.
I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
So I get into the car this morning, and once I was in the more confined environment,
like
what's that smell?
You smell yourself?
Well, I get into the car, and I start discovering a smell. I'm like, what is that? I hate that smell. I know what that smell is. And while you're doing an anticipatory, like, do you know?
No, I have hiccups.
Oh. or some kind of an undiagnosed tick. So I get into the car and I'm whiffing, I'm sniffing. I'm like, what is that? Oh, man. And then I realize it dawns on me. I know what that is. I know that smell. So then I smelled myself.
Ew.
Froggy, you were somewhat correct.
You didn't brush?
No, I sniffed my shirt.
I know what it is.
What do I have?
You have the wet clothes that sat in the washer too long.
Yes, I've got a wet shirt laundry smell. And it's like,
why don't you get that out of there?
What? Don't smell me. I'm hideous.
That smells disgusting. Like, that happens to my clothes sometimes, and I go, Kim, the clothes smell musty. This can't happen.
I mean, that's just lazy crap. That means that the wet clothes sat before they went into the dryer, and then you get the wet clothes laundry yuck.
It's the must.
Yeah, okay. They didn't sit for like, you know, an hour or 3 hours. They sat for like a day and a half, 2 days, 3 days.
Yeah, maybe.
So this wasn't even a load that a whole stack of
You said load.
A stack of fabric sheets couldn't fix?
I already have a couple of solutions for you. Well, he didn't know until this morning. Mm. I have a couple of solutions for you.
Yeah.
Working at a radio station, one of the things we seem to have several of.
Yeah.
Our clean new t-shirts.
Yep.
If you'd like, I can bust down the door to our little promotions locked box closet. Get you a Q105 t-shirt.
They gave me one of the MJ Morning Show Q105 t-shirts.
Notice I didn't offer you the MJ Morning Show Q105 t-shirt.
It was two clicks below iron-on quality. Seriously, you know those screen prints like Jerry makes in his garage and he doesn't have real equipment?
Jerry's actually got better equipment than what that shirt produced. I know Jerry. He's got good stuff.
Jerry, Larry.
Larry, too.
Whoever. But seriously, you know those t-shirts with a screen print? It's like dull. And, you know, when you feel it, it doesn't feel like there's really like ink on the shirt. You know, it's like almost like an iron-on transfer. You know, it's like.
Yeah, like you can buy and get at the mall.
Yeah. Okay,
so what if I told you I think they have like 1,000 of those t-shirts?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll take a bunch of them.
And
I don't think they look that bad.
And whoever designed it, on the front of it, it says, the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105.
Right.
In one line. It goes from armpit to armpit. The MJ Morning Show is back on Q105 all the way across the top of the t-shirt.
Why is it like who printed those? How did they get printed? Why is it like a faded... You know, when you get a t-shirt, you want it needs to be like a real screen print where they use the squeegees and they actually put the layers of ink on. That's like a real, but these days, you know, with like the on-demand t-shirts, for instance, you know, like all the like Amazon and eBay, you know.
Yeah, next day t-shirts and all kinds of stuff like
it's,
that.
Yeah, it's like this next day t-shirt stuff and it's like they're printed to order and the quality just kind of blows. You know?
It's like when your printer is almost out of ink and it's just still printing, but it's real faded.
There you go. That's a good example as well.
The printer for the shirts must be low on ink.
Hey, folks, 7:58, 8 o'clock. So, a little less than 2 hours from right now. Just around 8 o'clock this morning, we've got a big video reveal. We've got a video surprise. This has been in the planning. It was shot yesterday. It was edited yesterday. And it is ready to roll. So for those that can't listen at 8 o'clock this morning for the big reveal and the big announcement on this video that was shot, if you cannot be around, just make sure you check the website after 8 o'clock. So if you're an early listener and you can't listen at 8, just make sure you check our website later on for the special surprise video. Oh, Rox, I got your text. Don't tell me you... Don't reveal it yet because we don't have time. I got to take a break. The text that you sent me, don't tell me that you hit the brakes and adhered to that.
I did not.
Okay. Thank God. Because that could have been disastrous. All right, hold on. What the hell am I talking about? Well, have a little chat with Roxanne next. MJ Morning Show, Q105, back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 6:17 here on a Thursday. Why are we running late? Coop, why are we running late here? What's the story? Something doesn't add up to math-wise. Anyway, all right. Folks, again, if you can't be with us, if you can't be listening at 8 o'clock, 7:58, 7:59, 8 o'clock, somewhere in that zone... If you can't be listening, you want to make sure that after 8 o'clock later today that you go back to our website, mjmorningshow.com, and see the special video premiere, the video surprise that's coming. So if you only get to catch the early part of the show, make sure you check our website later on, mjmorningshow.com, after 8 o'clock, mjmorningshow.com. Also, of course, our show is completely podcast. Every segment of this show is put back to back to back, you know, minus all the commercials. And there might be like a couple of 30-second commercials scattered throughout the 2 hours and 27 minutes of our typical podcast. But that's like for the streaming platform. They, you know, drop in, you know, a spot every once in a while. But, you know, all the longer commercial breaks are taken out. All the music's taken out. There's, you know, we don't play much music anymore. We're back to the, you know, regular MJ Morning Show as you remember it. But, so you can always catch our podcast. If you miss our show, just go to mjmorningshow.com or we're on all the major platforms. You can search MJ Morning Show on Q105 and you can subscribe on Apple or Spotify or, you know, all the major platforms. All right, Rox, you sent me a text and I asked you, you didn't do this, did you? And you said no. Correct?
Correct.
All right, that's a good thing because that might have been very, very dangerous. So Roxanne sends me a text this morning. Is that new today that we have a speed limit that goes down to 30 miles per hour on the Howard Franklin? Well, I saw what you saw. Did you see what I see?
Yes, I did. And I saw two of them. I saw two of those blinking. When this is blinking, slow down to 30.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I didn't sleep at all last night. So first one, I thought I was hallucinating. And then the second one.
That's great. So you're driving and you think you're hallucinating. That's awesome. You're on the Howard Franklin Bridge. You're going over the Tampa Bay span, and you think you're hallucinating at 75 miles an hour, and cars are passing you at 80 and 90, and you think you're hallucinating. That's always a good state to be in.
See, normal day, driving, there's always some element of delusionalism.
Why is that?
You know, just the Roxanne's process mechanism of information. So she's gleefully driving down the interstate.
Now, I saw one of them. I didn't see two.
I saw two.
I saw one, and in the middle of the Howard Franklin, there's one of those construction speed limit electronic signs, and it says 30 miles an hour, and the sign says when flashing, and the yellow lights are flashing, which would indicate that you need to drop your speed down to 30 miles an hour, but that must have been left over from overnight construction or late night construction on the new bridge. Because if you're going southbound on the Howard Franklin, you have all the new bridge construction to the right of you, and that's going to be the new span of the Howard Franklin that they're building that opens up in, I don't know, 2024, I think, or 2025, or whenever they're supposed to have that ready. But yeah, I'm glad you didn't just, you know, lock him up.
Okay, I didn't.
I'm glad you didn't go, you know.
So I was driving 65 in the right lane, and I think I slowed it down to like 60. And then I look behind me, but I've like passed this big chunk of cars. So I feel like a big chunk of cars slowed it down because they saw that sign.
Now, there's no reason. They left that. There was no construction on the bridge this morning. Sometimes you come in, you know, we're driving into the 5 o'clock hour, and sometimes on the Howard Franklin, they've got the concrete trucks out, you know, and they're pouring concrete. There are guys all over the place, and they're doing crap in the middle of the night. And you've got those crash bumper trucks. Have you seen those?
Crash bumper trucks?
Seriously, no. they have those crash bumper trucks. And those are the trucks that they're like trucks with flashing lights, and they have that big like extender like platform that comes off the back. So those are like protector crash bumper trucks. So if you've got all kinds of workers nearby or equipment off to the side, they'll park kind of scattered before. So if any maniac veers over into the construction area, they smash into the rear of the crash bumper truck. I mean, I don't know what the real name of it is, but I'm just calling it the crash and smash bumper truck.
Maybe it's an elaborate ruse just to get those trucks in use, because somebody's going to stop down to 30 miles an hour and jam those brakes, and somebody's going to have an evasive maneuver behind them and hit that crash bumper truck.
That could be it. And I'm sure there's a construction name for those little boogers, but I'm just calling it the crash construction zone bumper
that works.
Truck.
Yeah, that's descriptive.
I think it's very descriptive.
Perfect.
I do. Hey, so yesterday we were talking about this attractive young woman that was selling in a jar. This was sort of the gross story that Roxanne sent me. I'm like, oh, geez, how do we get this on the air? And
we did it.
Coop, thanks.
This jar is for you.
So this woman claims that she makes $50,000 plus a week by selling her toots in a jar.
Now, her flatulence.
Now, is she speaking here, Fester, or is this one of those stupid TikToks where they just have the word? Hold, just stop,
yeah,
stop,
I'd
stop.
I'd be
stop.
Lying if I told you I've watched a TikTok.
Just stop. All right, so I don't know. First of all, the audio's off. So let me roll this back, and I don't know if this is. Let me see.
I made $45,000.
Oh, here we go. All right, here we go. All right, so there is audio, and the reason why I'm doing this is a little bit of an update here. Let roll the audio.
I made $45,000 in 1 week selling my jars of farts.
Okay, so
Did you have a gastro issue?
I mean, what kind of sickos are going to pay for her toots in a jar?
Okay, hold on. She didn't, like, you know, sell one jar for 45 large.
No. She's selling a bunch of, like, glass jars where she captures
There you go.
Thank you, Coop.
So, MJ, you know, this happens. There was a girl named Belle Delphine, I think. She was a big Twitch streamer, and she would get in a bathtub and then get water or jars and then get the bathwater and sell it to people.
Oh, sell the... Okay. So she's selling her toots in a jar, and she claims she's making like 50 grand plus a week in some places. And she was... And I don't know who this was, but it said she was a reality star. And what's the name of the show that she's on?
90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
Come on, man.
So,
get with it.
So you guys revealed to me that, oh, you know who she was. She was on some early season of 90 Day Fiancé. And the update is not about her and her toot in a jar sale, but I've never seen that show. And last night I'm looking at the entertainment news, and then I see another story about 90 Day Fiancé. And the headline is 90 Day Fiancé star Jason Hitch dead at 45 from COVID-19.
I don't know who that is.
So who's this guy?
Well, the thing is, they follow several couples.
Family's going to sell his ashes in a jar.
Yeah, isn't each season they follow like seven couples or something?
There's a lot of people that have been on this show, MJ.
Now, Michelle and I watched like one season of Love After Lockup. Is that?
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't seen that one.
That's on Wii TV.
Michelle got me hooked on that, and we watched about a season and a half of it, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
Me and Kim like sex sent me to the ER.
So yeah, this Jason Hitch apparently was on 90 Day Fiancé, and he's no longer breathing. He died of COVID-19, apparently. All right, folks, we're just getting rolling today. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. It is an awesome batch of morons in the news next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 6:36. You guys ready for what I deem to be an above average chunk of the morons in the news?
I'm ready.
Also, just another reminder, don't forget, if you can't be with us at 8 o'clock, I implore you, try to be with us at 8 o'clock. We've got a little discussion and then the debut of a special MJ Morning Show video that was shot and edited yesterday. This was a bit of a discussion among the crew, and it got done yesterday, so it's a nice pre-holiday MJ Morning Show video surprise. And if you can't be with us for the big reveal at 8 o'clock, 7:58, 7:59, 8 o'clock, somewhere in that zone. If you can't be with us for the big reveal, make sure that you check out our website after 8 o'clock. So post 8 o'clock, the video surprise will be up at mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. All right, early morons in the news. Fester, what are you communicating with over here?
No, I'm just reading the story that we were talking about last segment about the young lady selling her her toots.
In the jar, yes. What now?
I'm just thinking, how much can I get?
I'm thinking side hustle. I'm looking for a new side hustle
in 2022.
I don't think they make jars big enough.
You don't have to, dude. Just like mason jars.
Or Tupperware.
You ever hotbox people when you're showing them RVs?
Oh, dude, do I ever.
All right. Let me blast the heat real quick.
I hotbox you guys. You don't even know it.
Is that what that is occasionally?
I have ears.
Roxanne did bust me the other day.
You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And the MJ Morning Show's back. Early morons in the news. Listen to this guy. At a Bellevue, Washington. Yeah, Washington State. When you need new tires for your vehicle, what do you do? So just think about this for a second. When you need new tires for your vehicle, what do you do?
You start your car and you drive down to the tire store and you talk to the clerk behind the counter.
Good answer.
Leave them until they pop.
No, that's a bad answer.
It's a terrible answer.
Yeah. Well, I get mad when I have to get new tires.
Why do you get mad when you have... By the way, tires are up like 20, 30, 35%.
That's why.
The pandemic and the shortage of materials and the supply chain crap... If you have not shopped tires lately, and let's say you put tires on your car a couple of years ago,
and now
it's time for new tires, get ready for a little bit of a sticker shock because tires are up like at least 30% in some cases. Just a little heads up. All right, so Fester, your answer was good.
Yes.
You need new tires.
I am a former tire professional.
Yeah. Okay.
And
we know your tire installation story.
I enjoy tires.
Fester was fired from Sam's Club ultimately because after he screwed up so many other things at Sam's Club, they had the ingenious idea to put Fester in the tire department at Sam's Club.
That's the guy who should be fired.
In Largo or Pinellas Park? Pinellas Park. And Fester was supposed to tighten the lug nuts on some lady's car and forgot to tighten the lug nuts. On the, what was it, the front right?
The passenger side front, yes, the front right.
Front right, and the lady pulls out, and she's going down the road, and the tire flies off because Fester didn't go.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Three out of four tires got tightened properly.
So what, three out of four ain't bad? Is that
I'm shooting 750. Those are Hall of Fame stats right there.
Were you just too tired to tighten the tires?
No, you
forgot the last nug.
Oh, I see what you did. Too tired to tighten the tires.
That's good, Roxanne. I love it.
That's right. Hey, you got some big old maniac Marty approval over there.
You know what? I hear a good joke. Yep.
It's actually the lowest form of condescending.
Thanks.
So there you have it. All right, so Fester, you're right. You need new tires. You go to the tire store.
There's a lot of tire places. I passed a National Tire. I passed a Mavis a couple of weeks ago.
Or you can go to a Olin Mott,
yep.
Goodyear, Firestone.
Tire Kingdom. Are they still around?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are, but the old man's not there anymore.
Also, up near Lutz on 41, Flicky Flakowitz's Tire World just opened up.
One time I bought a used tire from a place on...
Mark Zales, sales person extraordinaire here at Beasley. Mark, you better hop up there and you better go get some business from Flicky Flakowitz's Tire Kingdom, Tire World, whatever the hell it's called.
Right up from Sam the Hubcap Man.
Right, right up the street. So
on Bush. How many hubcaps is Sam selling these days?
I always wondered that.
I don't think there are many needs for hubcaps on the modern day vehicles.
Sam is still there, though. Has Sam evolved the business into like being a rims guy?
Last hubcap he sold? 2003. It's been a dry 18 years.
I'm the station wagon wood panel guy.
All right. So, Fester, you need new tires. You go to the tire store. Or car dealers do tires as well, in their service department.
Which is kind of a ripoff.
That's not always the case.
Dude, I went to the Lincoln dealer for new tires on the LTC.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll match any price. I go, okay, how about these prices off Amazon? They go, oh, no, not those prices.
Of course not.
Yeah, we'll match any other dealer price. I'm like, forget it.
You got to shop around, but sometimes you can get good tire deals from your dealer. Sometimes the dealer will be the tire store.
I bought tires for the Explorer off of Amazon, and it was the easiest thing.
Well, here's the deal. Now, this is Morons in the News, so obviously we're heading in a different direction here. So this guy needs new tires on his Dodge Challenger. So what does he do? He drives to the car dealer in the middle of the night, jacks up a Challenger on the lot, and just decides he's going to take the tires.
These will match.
Wow.
What'd you say?
These will match,
Yes, it's the same model car. So the guy needs new tires. Look at Fester's eyes.
That's a lot of work, but I've
got to put him on cinder blocks and everything.
He had blocks. He had jacks. So this guy goes to a Dodge dealer, middle of the night, for a tire change and decides to take the tires off of a new car on the lot to then put them on his car. But wait a minute, the story gets better.
Is he there for 3 hours?
This is from Cairo News 7 out of Seattle. Bellevue police arrested a man accused of stealing tires from a dealership and attempting to flee from police with his own car still on jacks.
What?
Yes. A 23-year-old man arrested Tuesday morning after police responded to a report of a theft in progress at a dealership lot. The man's accused of stealing the tires off a black Dodge Challenger, then driving across the street and attempting to put the tires on his own red Dodge Challenger. So when police arrived, the man dove into his car to flee. But since his car was still up on jacks, in order to swap out the tires, didn't go anywhere.
I mean, you really have to take them off all at once and just do it real quick, right?
Then the guy was arrested.
I guess.
He was found with a loaded gun in the car as well.
Whoa.
Guy was booked into jail on 7 felony warrants as well.
Jeez.
Additional charges are still pending. My God. So he dives into his car and starts it up and tries, but he's up on jacks. He couldn't move.
I knew a guy who'd steal tires all the time.
You know, that's a deal. You know,
you know what he would do?
What?
He wouldn't wait till his tires were
awful. Hold on. What kind of people are you hanging out with? You knew a guy that would steal tires all the time?
Well, I didn't call him the tire stealer, but in conversation, we'd come up like, hey, time for tires. I just have to, and he would tell me what he would do, and I'm like, oh, that's amazing.
Well, what would he do?
It's not amazing.
Amazing in a bad way.
I knew a kid who did the same thing, but for the rims more than the tires.
Hold on. Let me confess the story first.
I don't know what he used to do.
He used to rent, like, the exact same car.
Oh, no, really?
So he'd go to, like, you know, budget rental car, and, like, his tires would be older but not bad where, you know, they look rough or anything.
Oh, my
God.
And he'd
polish his tires up and swap out rim for rim, and they'd fit on. And he'd return it 2 days later with the old tires.
So he'd rent the same car, and then he would steal the tires off the rental car, get the better tires off the rental, and put them on his car, and take his old tires, put them on the rental car.
I mean, you get a rental car with like 8,000 miles; those tires are brand new for all intents and purposes.
Yes, I'd like to. You know, I think that happens all the time.
I bet it does.
And the thing is, you shine them up and you make them look really good. And those car rental places, they want to get that car to get it back out. They don't even check the tires.
You see how they walk around once. They go, looks good.
Yep, tires are still black. Okay, great.
There we go.
That's it. Next. You sign for it, it's gone, it's out of your hands.
Pretty close to brilliant.
Hold on a second. I got a friend who works rental car for a pretty well-known rental agency in town, and he could actually be listening right now, driving to work. You know what? I'm going to call him up.
I'm not trying to give anybody ideas.
No, but I'm going to ask him, how often do people try to steal and swap stuff off of their car from your rental car?
Well, what else can you swap? A steering wheel?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
They must have a lot of tires just laying around at those rental car places.
No.
Because I blew out all the tires. I rented a car one time and blew out 4 tires trying to go out the wrong way and hit the spikes. And they, you know, no big deal. They replaced them.
Did they charge you $1,000?
No, they didn't.
Did they charge your insurance?
No.
I'm sure people try that all the time. Hold on a minute.
It might have charged your insurance.
Pretty sure
you charged their insurance.
Hey, Fester, get ready to pick this up.
All right, what's his name?
I don't want to give his name out over the air. All right,
try to whiff.
I don't want to mention his name, and I don't want to mention the car rental company that he works for. But if he picks up, just tell him, hey, it's Fester with the MJ Morning Show, and you know, if we keep him anonymous, can we ask that? I'm sure that happens all the time.
Were people taking the airbags out and swapping them?
Well, who knows? You know what? I bet you there are people that steal the airbags out of rental cars.
That's worth a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And then you're tooling around in a rental car and you get an accident.
Nothing comes out. A bag of popcorn.
Nothing comes out. Newspaper comes out. It's like crumpled up magazine.
A bunch of packing peanuts just smack you in the face.
My God.
What?
Anything?
Nope. I'm leaving a message right now.
Right.
MJ was trying to reach you because we're talking about scams on car rentals and we wanted to touch base with you.
All right.
Thanks, man. Bye.
Oh, official.
All right. So he's not around. But all I'm right. sure that happens all the time. I'm sure there are things that people try to do with rental cars that we don't even know of.
I mean, I never even heard of that kind of a scam.
So here's like a national company, and you said the guy drove a Dodge Challenger.
Yeah, Dodge.
Well, Dodge Challenger is a reasonably common car.
Fester's on the Enterprise rent-a-car site right now, and Enterprise, they've got sporty car. The Dodge Challenger is similar.
So you rent it for, let's say, $79 a day.
What's the lowest mileage Challenger you have? Oh, we got a couple just came off the truck. They've got 4 miles on it. Oh, yeah, I'll take that one. Well, I'll rent that sucker right now.
Can I look at the tires?
That's a racket. All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Let's move back down to Florida here. Morons in the news from Wink. Wink down in Fort Myers, Naples. Car stolen during test drive. Private seller. You know, when you're selling a car and the guy wants, and you know who the hell this person is, they show up. Do you just let them take your car by themselves out for a test drive?
No.
Man takes car to test drive, then drives off. Now authorities are looking for your help. Unfolded on Youngquist Road in Lee County, just south of us. The owner was selling the car to have some extra money during the holidays. Christopher Lehman was showing his Audi S4, nice car, to a prospective buyer outside his home on Sunday, but the man shown in the black hat and shirt had other ideas. He blended in like he was my best friend, but by the time it was said and done, my worst enemy, according to Mr. Lehman. He said the guy said he wanted to buy the car and give it to his son after going for a test drive, then decides to stop by a local mechanic shop on Youngquist Road, just past South Fort Myers, to show the car to a friend. Well, that friend never showed up. Then the man asked Lehman a strange question. You think I could do a burnout? I'm like, a burnout?
Yeah, man, go for it. And
he claimed that he was going to do a burnout along the street, but that's not what happened. He goes straight like he's going to go left, but then, boom, he takes off onto 41. He said it was like the video game Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
The guy stole his car. When the man took off, Lehman and his pregnant wife attempted to follow him. He was reaching up to 130 miles an hour on side streets in Lee County?
That's awful.
Weaving in and out of traffic like a madman. But Lehman knew that he had to stop the chase to protect his family. He said, I don't care if the car's worth $1 million. I don't even care. I don't want to continue searching for him at those speeds. So now Lee County deputies are looking for the driver. They spotted him in Gateway along Daniels Parkway. Anyway, they're trying to find this guy.
Oh, my poor guy.
When you watch the video, the guy who stole the car has a mask on the whole time, too. So yeah, he can't even identify him that well.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're selling a car. Does someone just let him get in the car and go for a test? This video.
Is that an inappropriate question to ask if you could take a test drive burnout?
Yes.
I mean, this car has a little bit of pep to it, right?
Could I smash this car into a wall right now before I buy? I want to see what the crash test looks like.
Mind if I do a couple figure eight donuts?
651. MJ Morning Show, Q105, and we shall return momentarily. Don't move. Oh, I have more morons. We got to do a chunk, too. It gets better from here. Back in a minute.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, 7 o'clock. MJ with Roxanne and, of course, Fester and Froggy. The big video debut in 1 hour. 1 hour from right now, big video debut. It's sort of a end-of-year video surprise from the MJ Morning Show. Did we ever mention this on the air, or was this...
No.
I just watched it.
I just watched it
for the second time, and it, boy.
All right, we've got a video surprise coming up. We'll do the big reveal at 8 o'clock, 1 hour from right now. And the reason why I'm pointing this out, obviously, to promote it, and if you're still around, hang out till 8 o'clock. But if you cannot listen at 8, just come back after 8 o'clock, you know, later today, later this morning. Go to our website, mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. and see the video. And you can always hear our big reveal on the podcast, because by 11 a.m. we do the whole show put together on the podcast on all the major platforms. Just search for MJ Morning Show on Q105 or go to MJMorningShow.com. You can listen to the podcast there as well.
For those who listen to the show, I think you'll love the video. If someone does not listen to the show, I think they will be appalled by the video.
No, I disagree.
Everyone's going to love the video. Yeah, I don't think that's a good analysis. I think everyone's going to, it doesn't matter whether you like the show or not like the show. This video is just funny.
It's funny.
Don't try to backtrack. The video is, it's just good. It doesn't matter whether you're a fan, not a fan, if you've never heard of us. Because you know what's going to happen. You know, this could potentially go somewhat viral.
And
it's based on a true story. It's based on an actual event.
It's ripped from the headlines.
Hey, Coop, why are you laughing in there? Something.
Because based on a true story.
It's based on.
You're going to hear this and then watch the video and then be like, that's an interesting way to put it.
It's based on a true story.
As if it's like the Titanic or something.
It is.
Basically.
All right. Did you see this bank robber that robs the bank?
Is that what the bank robber did?
It was based on a true story. Yes.
The bank robber robs the bank, and then it's what he did after the bank robbery. It's truly stunning. This guy robs a Wells Fargo branch in Delaware, which, hey, listen, Wells Fargo has been robbing people for years, so, you know.
We don't condone robbing Wells Fargo.
But Wells Fargo, they've had a rough couple of years with all kinds of, you know, things which might not be exactly consumer friendly. All right, so moments after this guy robs a Wells Fargo branch in Delaware, the guy then deposits some of the stolen money in the ATM right outside the bank.
Nice.
What?
Smart. You want to save.
That's actually a good scam.
What do you mean it's a good scam? So, you rob the bank and then you take some of the money and you put it in an envelope to make a deposit in the ATM. So this guy has an account at this Wells Fargo that he just tried to rob?
Oh, man. You just do a quick wardrobe change, come back, just make a couple of deposits.
Fake mustache.
You see all the police arriving on the scene, you're like, oh, what's going on?
Whoa, something must have happened.
Oh, golly, that's why we'll make a deposit real fast. Yeah, fellas.
Loyal to that bank, obviously.
Well, here's the thing, Roxanne. Sometimes if you get like within like 200 yards of the bank, the dye pack goes off.
Oh, yeah. So I think always.
If he kept it in the parking lot and then spun it around to where he made a deposit.
That's smart. You don't have to deal with the paint.
Hey, speaking of banks, while I finish up the story, see if you can find the story. Do a search quickly. I had it in my pile like yesterday or maybe on Tuesday.
Okay.
Guy attempts to rob the bank and the bank teller refuses. Says no.
That's not smart.
All right. Well, hey, find that story because I want to talk about that as well. I had that in our pile. I just didn't get to it. So yeah, that right there. That's it. I bring that story up. And I believe it was like Jacksonville. I think it's a sort of a local story. All right, hold on. We'll morph into that in a second. So what is this guy thinking? Investigators say that this guy, McRoberts Williams.
His first name is McRoberts?
His first name is McRoberts.
I'd rob a bank too.
McRoberts?
He's robbing McDonald's.
I've never heard exactly McRoberts. Mayor McCheese. I've never heard of a first name like McRoberts.
That's strange.
Do you call him Mick for short, or you call him Rob? Mac. Rob for short?
Nope. Please call me my entire name, Mick Roberts.
Well, he did put the Rob in robbery, didn't he? Just robbed the bank. So, Mick Roberts Williams, 44 years old, approached the teller at a Wells Fargo branch. This is at a crowded Wells Fargo in Wilmington, Delaware, which, by the way, Wilmington, Delaware has what significance, guys?
Is that where...
Joe Biden lost his virginity.
You're very close.
Yeah, that's where he vacations.
That's where he's from.
Oh.
That's like his hometown is like Wilmington, Delaware. So this guy hands the teller a note. This is a robbery. I need $150.
What?
The guy goes in, hands a note. This is a robbery. I need $150.
This guy's not really good at robbing banks.
No.
You mean $150,000, sir? No, just 150.
150. Yeah, leave the other 15 grand in your drawer or whatever's, you know, in your teller drawer. After the 25-year-old bank employee provided Williams with the cash, he runs. But he didn't leave the bank area. Nope. He exited the Wells Fargo and then made a deposit in the ATM right in the exterior of the building. What? So then he flees on foot to a nearby shopping center where he's taken into custody by state troopers because they've already been called.
Of course.
I mean, what?
If you're going to rob a bank and you have a number in mind, isn't that like half the fun of robbing banks? You don't know exactly how much you're going to get.
During a post-arrest interview, Williams reportedly confessed to the bank robbery and said that the stolen cash was immediately deposited back into the Wells Fargo ATM. Because when he was arrested, he had no money on him.
Where's the money?
Where's the money? And that's when he confessed that, they didn't see him outside the branch. And there's got to be surveillance video as well. Charged with a felony robbery count, locked up, $6,000 bond. That's it? $6,000 bond? You rob a bank?
So now, he has to go back to the bank now and ask for $6,000.
You know what? I don't think he, yeah, really.
I mean, he cleaned his money. He laundered it.
I don't think he didn't use a gun. That probably jacks up the charges if it's an armed robbery. You know, just handing the note, hey, this is a robbery. I need $150.
Desperate for a new HDMI cord. I need $150 now.
This might sound dumb, but I don't rob banks, so I don't know the answer to this. Isn't it true, like, if you pretend you have a gun, it's still as dangerous as having a gun or something? Like, if you look at what I'm doing right now. I'm making a gun symbol with my hand, and I've got it hidden in my shirt.
Yeah, that seems like...
Why does your gun have knuckles?
That seems like it's, you know, a possibility that if you are...
Pretend to. I think you still get in big trouble.
You don't even have to brandish a weapon. The teller is supposed to assume you're armed.
Well, I know that the standard procedure for banks is if you're held up, you just comply. You don't resist. And that's why, just shifting here, just morphing into the other story, I saw this earlier in the week, and I had it in our MJ prep pile. We just didn't get to it, but it's a good time to talk about this. This guy tries to rob a bank in Jacksonville. A Southside Jacksonville bank. Guy tries to rob the place. The teller says no. A guy tried to rob bank on Tuesday, was denied after the teller refused to give him money, according to the JSO, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. So cops are saying the guy entered a Regions Bank on Southside Boulevard near Tinseltown.
There's a place in Orlando called Tinseltown?
Of course there is.
This is Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville.
Yeah. So passed the teller a demand note, and then the teller said, nope, I'm not giving you any money. So the teller refused. The guy then walks out of the bank.
Darn it.
And got into a getaway car, they think maybe a dark Mustang, and then took off. Three employees were in the bank at the time. Nobody hurt. The suspect, who never showed a weapon, according to JSO, around 25 to 35 years old, 5'11", beard, dreadlocks, and guy was wearing a gray sweater, blue jeans, blah, blah, blah. But the point I want to make here is the teller refused to give him money. I think that's against policy. I think if you're robbed, if somebody attempts to rob the bank, I think that most banks
have to give it up.
They tell their employees to comply. So I'm wondering if the bank teller is going to get fired just before the holidays because they tried to refuse the money to the bank person.
Kim's mom used to work in a bank back in the day, and their bank got robbed, and she refused to give the guy, like...
Hold on, say that again?
Kim's mother used to work in a bank back in the day, like 25 years ago.
Right.
They got robbed, and the story Kim always told me is that her mom refused to give the guy the money.
And did have a gun? Was he, or did he have
a gun? Yeah, he was robbing the place.
But did he have a gun?
I can't remember.
Right. Or a bomb strapped to him?
A bazooka, I think.
A guy with a bomb strapped to his chest, you're suddenly not quite as tough about holding back money that's not yours anyway.
I don't know. I know she has a story about that. I'll get the deets for you.
Listen, we've talked about, like, loss prevention folks or employees at Walmart or Target that we've had stories where they've been fired for like tackling a shoplifter, or they'll run out of the store after a shoplifter and try to confront them in the parking lot. And I know that many stores have a policy because they're worried about liability issues for the employee as well as for potential customer problems. And there are stores that do not permit their employees to try to stop a shoplifting or try to, you know, tackle a suspect in the parking lot. And I know that we've had stories where people have been fired. Like, I don't know, I'll just throw out Best Buy. So a guy runs out of Best Buy with a handful of merch, and an employee runs after him and tackles him in the parking lot. There are like big box chains and stores that will fire that employee for trying to intervene to save the store the loss.
So we have a texter who wants to remain anonymous.
Yes.
But he or she is a teller, was robbed, and the robber gave that person a note saying he had a gun, so you have to comply, and he was caught and is going away for 4 years.
Yeah, if you
get caught for robbing a bank.
If you have a gun, I think that juices things up, and if you threaten that you have a gun, I think that also might amplify the charges. I'm not an expert nor a prosecutor, folks, so please do not take legal advice from me. But you can take legal advice from Kemp, Rouge & Green, your car accident team, 727-847-HURT, 727-847-HURT, official sponsor of the MJ Morning Show. You like that little work in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really, really smooth.
Was that a smooth, was that a smooth weaving? By the way, that wasn't their spot for the day. They still get their 60-second live spot later on. Yeah.
So sweet.
Yeah, thank you very much. Coop, are you doing some finishing touches on the video? Is Buck in there?
Yeah, he's doing some other tests.
Okay, did you talk to him about just that little card at the end? Is that
cool? Yeah. We're working on it.
You're working on it? Because remember, the big reveal's coming up in 48 minutes at 8 o'clock.
I'm excited.
Oh, did you guys get my message about hearts? Can we put hearts in it?
What?
Yeah. You're making requests now?
No. I think the hearts makes it to the cutting room floor. There's other things that are missed that we can focus on.
The big video reveal, folks, is coming up on the MJ Morning Show. Hey, this is a sweet girlfriend. You know, guys, when you think of a girlfriend, give me some attributes that you'd like to see in a girlfriend. Froggy, you go first.
Great ass.
All right, Froggy.
What?
Come on, you know.
Yeah, you asked me, okay, a wonderful sense of humor.
That's what more of what I'm looking for.
All right, that's second on my list.
All right, attributes that you'd like to see in a girlfriend. All right, Fester, would you like to jump in?
Less facial hair than I have.
All right, come on, guys. I'm being serious.
He wants literal answers.
Yeah, I literally want a woman with less facial hair than I have.
Attributes, things you'd like in a girlfriend.
Small feet.
A perfect girlfriend.
Easygoing.
You know what, Roxanne? These guys are clowns.
Easygoing? No. Small feet.
Somebody who smokes when she drinks.
Give me a ball, Mom.
You get her drinking? Didn't you get her smoking?
Roxanne,
it's going to be a great
Roxanne,
night.
What do you think guys want in a girlfriend? What kind of attributes?
I don't know. I haven't asked myself that in many years. Maybe I should.
What kind of features do you think might be appealing to a guy?
Someone who can cook a good meal.
Ooh, that's very sexist. That is.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, come on.
I need a woman who knows how to vacuum.
Knows how to do laundry.
Knows how to mop. Do the dishes.
A cook in the kitchen and a freak in the sheets.
Woman, put my Stouffer's lasagna in the microwave.
Don't do it for 22 minutes this time, Julene. 20 minutes, damn it.
No, that's Lurline.
Sorry, Julene's her twin sister. I get them confused.
What did you say about, what was the last thing you said?
Something even more sexist and inappropriate.
What did you say?
I said a cook in the kitchen and a freak in the sheets or something like that.
Is that how the expression
it's
goes?
It's a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets.
She said the most sexist thing ever and botched it up.
What are you doing? She's a really good cook and a freak in the sheets.
You're going to get canceled, Roxanne.
What are you doing?
Oh, I know.
So, listen, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. So, clearly, one of the attributes that
two legs
a guy would look for in a girlfriend
what?
Is a girlfriend that would, well, attempt to poison him.
Aww. See, that's not what I was thinking.
I don't know what's going on in Jacksonville, but there's another story out of Jacksonville. So this woman's been charged with reportedly poisoning her boyfriend's lemonade because he wouldn't stop talking.
Jeez.
You've never had your wife say, if you don't stop talking, I'll kill you right
now. I'm going to poison you. Yeah. Another Jacksonville Sheriff's Office report. Alvis Parrish
Oh, Lee Parrish.
54 years old, was charged with poisoning food or water with intent to kill or injure. According to the arrest report, deputies were dispatched to the home at 8752 Susie Street.
That's a lovely.
Susie Street.
Nothing bad happens on Susie Street.
S-U-S-I-E, like Susie.
Like Susie Q.
Yeah. In reference to a poisoning. So when they arrive, so what happens? Like 911 is called, and the deputies know that they're going there in response to a poisoning? 911, what's your emergency?
Yes. Elvis is trying to poison my lemonade.
Who are you talking to? Who's on the phone?
Nobody.
You better put that. You better put that phone down.
Is everything okay?
Help.
Folks, is everything okay? I'm dispatching deputies right now.
Please, nothing is
You better put that.
All right, so the cops know that there's some kind of poisoning. Something was revealed clearly on the 911 call. Deputies say when they got closer, Parrish uttered, "Yeah, I did it," because he wouldn't shut the F up.
Yeah, that's right, I did it. He wouldn't shut the F up.
Shut up.
So she was then placed in handcuffs. And then she says, "I gave him just enough to shut him up.
I shut him up for good."
All right, hold on. I think they're taking some liberties with the word poisoned, okay? He didn't put, like, rat killer in the lemonade.
There's more to the story. Let me get to more of the reveal. So how did the deputies find out that she had poisoned him? Well, here's the deal. The deputies show up and she confesses, "I gave him just enough to shut him up and called y'all so he wouldn't die." So she confessed. She confessed to 911. She calls 911. I just wanted to have a little fun before the big reveal. And said, "Yep, I poisoned my boyfriend and gave him just enough."
We could have had just as much fun with that scenario.
That's right.
And then says, "Do whatever you want, but if you don't take me, I will kill him." So
I promise you.
Then she's telling the deputies, "Hey, you can leave me here, but if you don't take me, I will kill him." What do you think the deputies are going to do? You think I'll let you work this out amongst yourselves, or you think they're hauling her in?
"Now, you don't have to take me now, but I will murder him."
So the cops say that the victim, the boyfriend, was, like, lethargic. He told deputies that he was unsure why he was so tired. "Well, because she poisoned you."
"I'm sleepy."
Here's what happened.
What'd you do, slip a Tylenol PM in there?
Well, you're close. So apparently Parrish confessed, spiked his lemonade with Seroquel.
Ooh, where'd he even get Seroquel?
What is that?
Yeah, Fester, look up. I know I've heard of it. Is it is that a muscle relaxant or Seroquel? Bring that. S-E-R-O.
It's for bipolar disorder.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh. It's a psychotic drug, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it just got him real high?
All right.
And tired?
Seroquel, the medication is used to treat certain... Hit the X, Fester.
It's for bipolar disorder.
Hit the pop-up box. Thank you. The medication is used to treat certain mental mood conditions such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, sudden episodes of mania or depression. So I wonder if she has this.
Yeah, clearly since she had it on her, she probably takes it for herself.
That must be it.
I'm going to drug him with some Lipitor.
Seroquel can reportedly make people feel sleepy, and many doctors use it as a sleeping pill for just that reason. Okay, so it is used as a sleeping pill. Also used to treat schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
So he wasn't going to die, but she ratted herself out by calling the cops.
The victim said that he noticed his lemonade tasted weird. Well, yeah.
Is this Minute Maid bad?
Don't you love that? If your food or drink tastes weird, yeah, just continue consuming it.
That's pulpy.
Tastes a little chemically.
Taste a little chemically, a little pulpy.
Yeah. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says they located a bottle of lemonade with a powdery substance at the bottom inside the house.
At least stir it.
Yeah. She and the guy had been together for approximately 9 years.
Well, that gives some perspective. After 9 years, you do start to, your tolerance is waning.
Yeah, you want
to
poison them after that period of time. So
usually before 10 years, you want them dead.
The
question
is, does this relationship make it to 10 years, or do you think this is it?
I think this just spiced it up.
Man, it turns me on when she tries to kill me, man. Yeah. That gets my motor going.
Remember last time you tried to kill me?
Woo! So hot.
That's
Elvis.
That's insanity.
Say my name, crazy. Elvis.
Hey, I want to talk about an indication on what would suggest that a woman might be stronger. So you've got two women and you've got physical attributes. What can you determine on a woman that would suggest that one woman is stronger than the other?
Muscles, you mean?
Hold on. Well, no.
Adam's apple?
No, it's not that easy. it's not that easy. Hold on. Hang on. I'll tell you next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. Of course, Madonna. It is 7:30 exactly, about a half an hour away from the big reveal. We've got a video special, a video surprise. It'll happen right around 8 o'clock, maybe 7:58, 7:59, 8 o'clock. Big reveal coming up and a video. If you can't hang out, then just come back to the website later on and the video will be posted. MJMorningShow.com, MJMorningShow.com. And I think he's gonna likes it. All right, so that's coming up in just a bit. Hey, I might have to try to call Chloe in a minute because there's been a big shift. I've got some breaking news involving Chloe, my daughter, who, believe it or not, those that remember when she was born, Chloe's now 20 years old and a sophomore in college up in New England. All right, so I'll explain in a minute. First, though, ladies and strength. Now, Rox, do you know what I'm about to do here? Did you?
I don't, okay. But I'm excited because this got my attention.
Let me see your hand. Hold up your hand. So just palm out. No, just give me one hand right there. All right. There is a ratio is a digit comparison between a woman's index finger and ring finger. And I'm going to give you the science here. The story is that scientists can identify whether you're likely to be a weak or a strong woman when they compare your index and ring fingers. So there's a new study that's out, and women with an index finger that is shorter than their ring finger are likely to be stronger. All right, you got that? A woman with an index finger, please, let's study your fingers. A woman with an index finger shorter than the ring finger likely to be stronger.
So
hold on a minute.
Index finger is pointer, right?
Yeah, your pointer finger is your index.
That's index.
Okay. Well,
then ring is where you put your ring.
The song is not where is index finger, where is, it's where is pointer. Okay. So pointer is index finger. Uh-huh. Okay. Good.
All right. So Roxanne, you're pretty
even.
What you are? That is weird.
So index finger needs to be longer than middle finger?
Yeah. So according to the science, the index finger. No. According to the study, women with an index finger that's shorter than the ring finger are likely to be stronger.
Oh.
Fester, you're not a woman. Why are you looking at your hand?
Well, I'm trying to figure out my fingers here.
Well, I think the guys, it has to do with. I've always heard that it has to do with. You know, junk.
In your index finger?
Yeah, I always heard that.
Are you trying to go?
There you go.
So,
you know, guys.
Compared to their index finger?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what?
Haven't you heard that, MJ?
We've talked about this on the show. This came up on the show probably years ago that there's supposed to be, if you look at a guy's hand and the comparison between the ring finger and the index.
Yes.
I forgot which way it goes, but it's supposed to indicate, you know, what's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Rox, your fingers are like almost equal.
They're equal, yeah. What does that say?
Researchers looked at people's 2D to 4D digit ratios, the length difference between the index and the ring fingers, and how it relates to muscle strength. A lower 2D to 4D ratio, or digit ratio, in which the index finger is shorter than the ring finger, is already assumed to imply increased testosterone exposure in the womb. The 2D to 4D finger length ratio, again, the ratio of your index, your second, and ring, fourth finger lengths, commonly known as the 2D to 4D ratio. So, Roxanne, we can't tell with you.
No, I'm on the fence. I've got to check my daughter's,
too. So, again, all women listening, when you get a chance, check your look at your hand. And if your index finger is shorter than your ring finger, you're likely to be stronger.
Oh, wait. On the left hand, it looks a little shorter.
You're making it look shorter. Oh, cheater.
You know what? When you hold your hands up like that.
Yeah. What?
You look a little deformed, actually.
What?
No, it's just.
No, because I bent it backwards. I'm double jointed.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
That's freaking me out.
Wait a minute. Do that with your. Ew!
Oh my God! It looks like
freak.
What are you doing? Oh my God! You're looking like
Sam. You got Nosferatu fingers.
You're doing like Freddy Krueger hands over there. What are you doing?
And watch this. This pinky isn't attached. Look at that.
Ew!
Oh my God!
I feel sick. Huh? Stop doing that.
That's weird.
I mean, it's attached, but it's.
Are you a robot?
Well, this is also, folks. This is also a good time. To bring up something that Roxanne mentioned to me in an email earlier this week. And it just kind of ties in here. And, you know, a lot of things here on the MJ Morning Show are not planned out. And we're about to do something completely spontaneous. Roxanne, you might know where this is headed.
Now I have an idea.
What did you put in an email to me? You sent me a bunch of story links.
I did.
Earlier this week, you know, the crew sends me, you know, story links or things they like, they want to do on the show. And you made a mention of something in an email to me probably on Monday or Tuesday of this week. What did you write me?
Well, it happened because my daughter and I, my four-year-old, I was teaching her how to arm wrestle. And I was like, honey, you have a lot to live up to because your mother is like a crazy good arm wrestler. And so was my dad.
Were you about to say freak?
A freakishly good arm wrestler.
Are you a freakishly good arm wrestler?
I've already used freak once in the show today.
Arms. You can't arm wrestle.
I know. That's the thing. Well, hey, Froggy, like pound for pound, I have really strong arms.
Froggy, guess what's coming your way, homie?
Oh, God, no.
All right, hold on a minute. All right. So
I'm so weak.
You sent me an email that said, I'm a really good arm wrestler.
Yes, and I could beat 50% of the guys on the show.
50%.
Roxanne made a crazy claim that she's a great arm wrestler and that she could beat 50% of the guys on the show.
Says there's no way.
Are you sure, Roxanne?
I mean, you know,
olive oil limbs.
Okay, who's the 50% of the guys?
Well,
do the math.
You have Coop. Our producer.
That's 25.
Me, MJ. You got 50. Fester. You got Froggy. 100. We have four guys on the show.
I know who the four guys are. Who are the two you think you can beat?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but I just know that probably two out of four of you
will lose to you in arm wrestling.
I'll tell you one thing. You're not going to beat Fester because he has gigantic crazy man strength.
Roxanne.
It's true.
Roxanne.
Mm-hmm. Who am I going to take on?
Guess what, Roxanne? Mm-hmm.
Who does
come on down? Yeah. All right, Roxanne, come on down. And Froggy, come on down.
This is a terrible idea.
I'm not
trying to emasculate anyone.
This is a terrible idea, MJ.
Why is this a terrible idea?
My hands are clammy.
All right, Froggy's in a lose-lose situation.
This is a great... Hey, Coop, get your phone, roll video. Let's go. This is on-the-fly MJ radio, which is the bulk of what we've done for many, many years anyway.
Where were they wrestling? Are they wrestling?
Are you going to be able to see it?
No, right over here. Here's where you're going to come.
Swing your microphone around to MJ's position.
Swing your mic over there. Roxanne, look at this little nub. We got this little nub that comes out of the countertop here, and this is perfect. All right, Coop, you probably want to get in that corner. Coop, you probably want to get over there, and I'll roll video from this angle, too.
I don't want to slam his hand into this thing.
All right. Now, do you want to get this as well, or no? Forget about that?
It's okay. All right.
Wait. First thing, I need you to feel this, Froggy. Okay, I need you to feel this.
Roxanne.
You're about to be assaulted with a deadly weapon.
You might want to take that.
Yeah, that's illegal. Yeah, take it off.
Take that metal full. That's like a medieval full finger ring. Yeah. What is that?
We have an audience.
What is? Oh, yeah. People are gathering now. We've got an audience. All right, hang on.
I'm going to need you to sign a waiver.
Roxanne.
It's a deadly weapon.
Take the gun show out. Show your arms.
The gun show. Yeah. Take your sweater off.
Yeah, she's wearing a sweater. Okay. Wow. Right.
By the way, that's a very clingy purple top you're wearing today.
Is that for your kids' drawer?
All right. Looks like you're wearing your 4-year-old daughter's shirt today.
Give me the sleeveless garanimal.
All right. So here's the deal, folks. In the studio right now, I've got Roxanne on one. We've got a counter area. That this is the only good thing about the studio. This actually works pretty well. This is the worst radio studio I've ever worked in my entire morning career.
If we hosted a radio arm wrestling show, this studio would be great.
So there's like an extension nub of the counter, and I can literally put rocks on one side, Froggy on the other side, and it's kind of like a narrow area. All right, so folks, we're going to do this live right now. Can Roxanne beat Froggy in arm wrestling? All right, guys, get set up.
And it goes like this. 1, 2, 3.
I know how to arm wrestle.
All right, ready?
My friend does it for a living.
All right, here we go.
Wait.
Look, not really a friend.
Where your elbow is. You're going to get slammed into this keyboard.
Let's move all the gear out of the way here.
Slam my arm anywhere.
All right. Here we go. Guys, I have a lot to do here, so we got to move on.
Lock arms here.
All right.
It has to be 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, I'll do it.
You don't start with a twist.
No, you can't start with a twist.
I will
do the 1, 2, 3.
This is going to be cake.
Here it is.
Oh, I don't feel good
Who
about
will
this.
Win?
Hey,
Froggy and Roxanne. Okay. All right.
This is a terrible idea.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, wait, hold on. It's pretty even right now.
Oh my God,
Roxanne.
What's going on?
Roxanne
just beat Froggy.
Wait a minute. No.
Dude.
No!
Dude. That was amazing, Roxanne!
Dude!
MJ, you gotta feel that!
Dude, you have just been had! Oh my gosh! You've been owned!
What'd you do? That was illegal. You did something.
Oh my God!
Was she bracing with her arm?
No. Oh my God!
Roxanne just cooked Froggy's lunch. Amazing! Moly.
I'm like shocked. What did you do?
Froggy!
MJ, she was like a brick hat, like a brick bleep house.
Oh my God!
She was a brick bleep house.
Roxanne just kicked Froggy's butt.
Oh my God.
MJ, you gotta go against that. You gotta feel that. What are you doing? She's a robot. She's a freaking Terminator.
She's like a droid, a really friendly droid.
Cut-eyed. We've got video.
Dang, that hurt.
I took video from one angle. I've got Coop taking video from another angle. We'll get this video up.
She's going to take on somebody else.
After that.
Well, you got to let her recoup, and then maybe we'll...
I just need 5 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah. MJ, you got to do MJ next, later.
I need at least a half an hour.
Holy crap, my armpit strained.
That is incredible.
Roxanne, how'd you know? Have you beaten other people?
Yeah, Roxanne, Doug gets really mad when I
are you, like 115 pounds?
You beat Doug, obviously, because Doug's got noodle arms.
That is crazy.
He gets so mad.
Yeah, Doug isn't very strong. He's actually quite frail. But Froggy, you are a person of great substance.
I can't believe I swear to God, I tried really hard. Gosh, I'm embarrassed.
All right, folks, I've got some breaking news. Well, that was breaking news. Froggy's arm was almost broken off.
Aren't that muscles broken, I think.
That's incredible. Some breaking news. Now, we technically start vacation tomorrow, Christmas vacation. And by the way, we're going to have great MJ segments. Most likely, we're going to have best ofs and great material that you've never heard.
Let's play the Roxanne breaking Froggy's arm off in arm wrestling every day.
Yeah, you know what?
You
might want to add that. You might want to grab that segment and replay that in a week or two.
It'll be on there, yeah.
Right. Oh, my God.
So I've told the story that we're headed to London. And we're going to London ahead of Chloe's scheduled class in London. Chloe goes to the University of New Hampshire up in New Hampshire.
Oh, so it's in New Hampshire,
it's
you say?
In Montana.
Is there a New Hampshire in England?
Yeah, well, there's a Hampshire.
Oh.
And, of course, that would be New Hampshire, right?
Okay.
All right, so Chloe, in between semesters, so the fall semester ends, you know, she's got finals this week and early next week, and then they get off just before Christmas. They're off until like the end of January. So it's a nice long, all like a month that they're off. Chloe decided to pick up an additional 4 credits and she signed up for a essay class, a special essay class that they were offering in London. So Chloe was headed to London. And when she signed up for this, Michelle said, hey, why don't we all just go for Christmas break? Why don't we go to London and Scotland? So we'll all go as a family and then we'll all peel off, come back home, and then we'd leave Chloe there to do her class until the end of January. Well, guess what's happened?
Oh, no.
Chloe has recently informed you that she digs guys with terrible teeth, and you're having second thoughts about the whole thing.
Hello, no. Chloe, welcome.
Let me get Chloe on the phone. I did text her, so she is awake up in New England right now. We have some breaking news. Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Chloe.
Yeah.
It's a daddy.
Hi.
Are you sleeping or are you a little sick?
I just texted you and you said you were awake.
Wake up a little bit there.
Good morning.
There you go. Oh, thanks. That's much better.
Even, so, even your mother fakes it when she's on with us.
The breaking news is that because of Omicron, Chloe's London class was canceled yesterday.
Oh, my.
Canceled.
Oh, my. Omicron? Omicron?
Canceled. So, no class in London, and of course...
I'm sorry.
Of course, you know, I'm flying over with Michelle and Julian, and then Chloe is going to follow us because she's got class until, like, mid-next week. So, we're all planning to meet in London.
So, trip is still on.
Well, yeah, the trip is still on. So, we're still going to go because we decided that we're going to, you know, kind of tool around England for a little bit to head up to Scotland. I think we're going to spend more time in Scotland. And it's kind of, you know, tool around, you know, wintertime. It's, you know, I don't know how popular it is up there in the wintertime.
You going to see some William Wallace? Some history?
What?
Some William Wallace history?
Well, you know...
What the hell is this?
Thank you. It's the Schnitt family in London.
Now you won't have to deal with her friends.
But, hey, Chloe, how do you feel that your class has been canceled?
It's really sad. Like, obviously, I understand. I was reading about it, and, you know, they're having a record high of cases since January, which is just insane. So I really hope it's not a repeat of a crisis. I really hope they're able to resolve it.
Well, not being so mature.
Yeah, the Omicron cases are on the rise, so Chloe's school canceled. Did I read in the email they canceled all of the overseas travel, like, in between classes?
Yep, they did a review of... all the J-Term classes that are abroad canceled everything.
Brutal. Yeah. So all of the... What does J-Term mean? It's called the J-Term, the in-between. What does J-Term actually mean? Is there a definition?
Yeah. It's just like a January term.
January term. It's like it's a term that you can take during the break. All right, but you're still going to get 4 credits because you have a backup class that you're going to get into, correct?
Yes, academic me signed up for a backup class.
All right. Now, do you have to be on campus, or is it a remote class that you take during your J term?
No, it's a remote class.
Oh, that's good. All right. So we're all going to do a vacation. We're still going to head on over. We're going to be extremely careful. We're on a flight where you have to be COVID tested before you get on the flight. Then you got to be COVID tested within like a day of getting off the flight. Ugh. You got to be vaxxed. So, you know, we... feel pretty safe about the flight. You know, we're not going to eat indoors anywhere. So, you know, we're going to be masked up with N95s or KF94s. And
right, it's like the dead of winter there.
Yeah, that's
where
gonna
do you plan on eating? Shivering, eating your fish and chips on the street corner?
Guess what?
This is delicious. Hey, fish and chips.
Michelle actually got special tickets for the Buckingham Palace tour. They only offer it like a couple of times a year. And we actually... we have to be all masked up, but we're able to walk through like all the huge like receiving rooms at Buckingham Palace. So we're going.
Highs of 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chloe, listen. Froggy and I are working on a plan B for you. When you get back, we are going to take you. Froggy and I are both going to take you to Mad Dogs and Englishmen in South Tampa.
On South MacDill.
And we are going to talk like the most arrogant, ignorant Brits the whole
time.
That's
right. Welcome to Mad Dogs.
You gonna get some fish and chips at Mad Dogs?
Yeah, some fish and chips.
Yes.
And a Guinness, please.
All right,
Chloe. Hey, who's the last you brought here, Froggy?
Chloe, I'm sorry that class was canceled, but you do have a backup class, and we'll have a nice vacation, hopefully, together, okay?
Hey, Chloe, what are you going to wear to the Buckingham Palace tour?
Ew, Fresher, what's your deal?
There's got to be a...
Hold on, let her speak. You asked her a question, then you're talking.
Shut up, Froggy.
Go ahead.
I said just a t-shirt and shorts.
Okay. Listen, some Chloe, umbros. This is your shot to Meghan Markle it up.
Meghan Markle
they it up. They like Americans, okay? You could land yourself a royal.
Look at that Pippa dress.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Chloe, I'll talk to you later, all right?
I bet you meet some kick-ass Duke over there, huh?
Right. Hey, study up, because you're doing finals now, right?
Yeah.
All right, goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
Hello there, Chloe. Welcome.
Hello.
Come have a seat over here, please.
Now, I wonder, can I call in a favor here? Michelle and I are set to get our PCR COVID test at BayCare Urgent Care on Waters at 12 noon today.
Okay.
Is there anybody at BayCare on Waters that can kind of let me do my PCR COVID test?
At home?
No, right after the show. I don't want it to wait till noon. Is there anybody at BayCare Urgent Care on Waters where you're doing the COVID swabs? Can I come in right after the show, like at 10:30 or 10:45? Can you squeeze me in? Because I've got a noon appointment, and then Michelle has a 2 p.m. Not the most convenient.
I can get you appointments in West Chase.
Ooh. Now, we're set up at BayCare on Waters.
It might be a little far.
All right, so if anyone works at BayCare on Waters, can you squeeze us in at like 10:30, 10:45? That would really be awesome if anyone works there. Get a hold of us, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047, or email me at mj@mjmorningshow.com. Come on, it's got to be somebody from BayCare that's listening that could get my COVID swab done, you know, right after the show instead of waiting till noon and 2 p.m. So if you can help out, hey, I'd be highly appreciative here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. So, yeah, just call us up, 800-990-1047. If you can, and do us both at the same time. Do Michelle's swab and my swab at the same, if we can. I'm not asking for a freebie. These things aren't cheap.
Double swab?
Yeah, just looking at more convenient swab time. All right, 800-990-1047, let me know. All right, when we get back, the big reveal. Folks, we've got an awesome, awesome reveal. This is fantastic. Coop is smiling because it's that good. Yeah, Coop, are you smiling because of that?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, big reveal. We have a video surprise coming up next on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show here on Q105. It is 8 o'clock exactly. MJ, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne, Coop. And Coop's like very excited here. Are you ready to like push the button to put the video hot?
My mouse is over published right now.
Getting ready to make the video hot.
Where's the star of the video?
Here
she comes.
Where is Roxanne? All right. So...
Okay, so Roxanne's a star now?
Froggy, well...
Fester did have an amazing performance.
Froggy's performance was amazing.
In the video, it's Roxanne and Fester and Froggy. Now, this is an idea that we have not yet discussed. I think we might have alluded to the fact that we might shoot a video that we had a great idea. This could be hysterical.
But we've given no hints.
No, we have not. Well, folks, this happened... yesterday afternoon. This was shot on location. And where exactly, for all you, was this shot? This was shot near your beach home, correct?
Yes, it was at a...
Yeah, Froggy's got a beach home. Do I have a beach home? I don't have a beach
home.
Shut
your face now about that.
Yeah.
It was a lovely location. Yeah. Secret location.
And what beach is it?
Indian Rocks.
Yeah, so it's Indian Rocks Beach,
yes,
right on the Gulf of Mexico here in Pinellas County.
It was a perfect location for what we needed.
Oh, it was. Fester wanted to, like, do this half-assed and shoot it at the Ben T. Davis Beach. And I shot that sucker down. I'm like, what?
Ben T. Davis is the finest Tampa beach.
Well, what would have been the difference? It was a beach, right? Yeah,
No. The difference is we needed the Gulf of Mexico.
We need the Gulf of Mexico, not what? Ben T. Davis Beach.
Tampa Bay is some good swimming. Oh. I don't know what you're thinking.
Talk.
A little bull shark nibble here and there.
As usual, Fester wanted to, half-ass this thing and shoot it. And I said, no, you're not shooting this in Ben T. Davis Beach, where what? How wide is the beach? 3 feet?
How awesome would it have been if we would have found a needle or something?
It is a very narrow beach.
This was shot on the beach. Froggy actually gets credit. Froggy came up with this idea. This is what, like a week or two ago?
Yeah, it was last week when we came up with the idea.
It was after the Gisele Bündchen video situation.
Yes. It was very inspiring. Right.
There was... Remember, folks? Remember what happened with Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's wife? Oh, we got some Tom Brady news coming up in just a bit as well.
Can you have Coop hit publish now so we can at least get up there?
Yeah. Just go ahead and hit publish. Put it up. So here's the story. Gisele Bündchen, we think, must have been on St. Peter Clearwater Beach. She never revealed in the video where this was, but Gisele Bündchen was on the beach and came across a turtle. There was like a loggerhead, a turtle that was on its back, entangled in a fishing net. And then you see this video of Gisele like untangling the turtle, and the turtle's still alive. And then she carries the turtle back to the water so the turtle can repatriate with the Gulf of Mexico.
It's a beautiful video.
It's cool. I mean, it got a lot of play. And look, Gisele Bündchen has saved a turtle. And it was on TMZ and all the entertainment sites. I saw it in the New York
Post. She did a good thing. She did something wonderful.
So after the video breaks of Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's wife, saving this turtle, Froggy comes up with this idea and blurts out,
"We should do a video where we save a sea creature." Not exactly a turtle, but we do have a person on the show that resembles a very popular sea creature.
And what is that?
A manatee.
And who is that person?
Fester.
I do kind of resemble a manatee.
Holy cow.
And after yesterday, boy, do you ever.
It's really uncanny.
Fester, I have to say, you are the sexiest manatee I've ever worked with.
Well.
And you know what?
Thank
you.
I'm a manatee.
When I auditioned for Dolphin Tale, there were no dolphins available that day, so a manatee stepped in, so I know what I'm talking about.
Ooh. Remember, I told the story on the air that Chloe, I think, played the manatee in one of her Shorecrest plays back like in third or fourth grade. You know, I wonder if we can call Chloe back up if she can actually sing the manatee song.
I'm a manatee. Is that the song?
Yeah. But that's all I know. I forgot all the rest of the lyrics.
I live in the sea. I bet you that's next.
Yeah, something like that. Hold on a minute. Yeah, two Chloes in one day. So... we recreated the Gisele Bündchen turtle saving video, and we've replaced the turtle with Fester playing the part of a manatee.
A beached manatee. We saved his life.
And it is... hey, Chloe. Oh, it didn't even ring. Hey, am I imagining it, or did you once play the manatee in a school play? Was that you or Julian?
It was me.
All right. All right. So you were at Shorecrest here in St. Pete. What grade was that?
First grade.
That was first grade. Oh, wow. My God. And you're 20 years old and a sophomore in college. Now, where the hell is the time gone? Do you remember?
Commotion in the Ocean was the name of the production.
That's right. Commotion in the Ocean.
Aw, that's cute. All right.
Chloe, can you sing? Do you remember the manatee song?
I don't remember the whole song.
Do what you can remember. Sing the manatee song quickly. Go.
I had a solo at the very end of the song, so I had to come up in front of everyone, like all 80 kids.
I know.
And I had to go, "I'm a manatee, I'm a manatee. I'm a roly-poly, jelly-roly, heart-and-soul-y, something-something manatee.
That's me.
Yeah. Aw, first you gotta learn that song. Yeah.
You really remember that song awfully well.
I'm a jelly, really belly fat.
All right, Chloe, I gotta run. Hey, thanks for being on twice this morning. So the video's fantastic. Do we have... Coop, can we play the audio? Can you play the audio from in there?
You could play it from here. I mean, we have
it. Fester's got it up, too. Yeah,
we can watch it in here and play it.
Yeah, we could play it right in here. All right, so this is a reenactment of Gisele Bündchen finding the sea turtle. Instead, it's Roxanne in a bikini.
It's exercise wear or underwear,
whatever you're wearing. And Roxanne is walking. Hey, that stalker guy's going to love this video.
Roxanne is very showy in this one.
So this is Reddington Beach, right?
Fester is very showy in this one.
Reddington, yes. And Roxanne is walking down the beach, and she's playing the part of Gisele Bündchen when she stumbles upon this beached sea creature played by Fester.
Okay, so Froggy is playing the part of homeless fisherman?
Yes.
All right, let's just roll a little bit of the audio. Go.
All right,
here we go.
The Lost Specialist.
We got a commercial.
They know it's going to be a big hit. They know. They've already embedded the commercial.
10 more seconds commercial.
We got a commercial before. Oh my God.
Let's say a disclaimer, no manatees were harmed during the filming of this thing.
All right, here we go.
Roxanne is walking along the beach.
What is this? Oh, this sweet, sweet sea creature. I must save you. This creature's bigger than I thought. Somebody help us! Sir, are you able to assist?
Oh my God! Is it even alive? I mean, is it breathing?
What do we do?
Let's try to roll him over and see what's going on!
He's so big!
This is great.
Froggy's trying really hard.
Caught in the net on the beach.
So Fester's entangled in the net. And then Froggy tries to roll Fester over. And then
we got to give him some food. We got to get him to eat. He's hungry.
They're trying to jam lettuce in Fester's face.
You're going to be all right. That's good. He's going to be okay. Come on, big boy. Oh, my God. It must be 1,000 pounds.
Look at the perspective of that shot.
All right. Get your flippers.
Oh, this is fair. All right. And then...
Rub him down. Feed him some water.
This is great. So Roxanne then is trying to give the manatee water. Fester. Roxanne takes a swig of bottled water, then sprays it from her mouth into Fester's face.
Look, there he goes.
And then they roll Fester the manatee back into the sea, back into the Gulf of Mexico. Folks.
I like this part. Yes, we saved them. This is my favorite.
And then you can see Fester
swimming just like a manatee.
And Fester swimming just like a manatee.
He looks like one.
All right. So,
my ribs. The end with Fester swimming makes me laugh so hard.
So you,
Lux,
folks,
that was some nice work.
You got to see the video. The video's up at mjmorningshow.com.
That's ripped from the headlines right there.
It is ripped. Exactly. That is totally ripped from the headlines. Hang on a sec. Yes. Right there, ripped from the headlines. And did you put the original Gisele Bündchen video up as well so people can see that?
Yeah, if you keep scrolling and haven't seen it before, you can see the Gisele Bündchen one.
If you want to see the original Gisele next to Roxanne playing Gisele.
Roxanne nailed the outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Roxanne nailed her performance. Yeah, it was really spectacular.
And you were doing like a Gisele accent and everything?
Something like that.
All right,
look at this creature.
The video is up at mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. MJMorningShow.com. Take a look at the video. I'm telling you, it'll be the funniest thing you see this hour.
MJ, you know the funny part when we were filming, if you look at this picture on my phone right here, this is how Fester was when people were walking around the beach. Somebody walked up and goes, do we need to call 911? And we go, no. And they go, we thought that was tubing. We thought somebody was... like dying on the beach.
Like an oxygen tank.
Yeah, I mean, people thought I washed up on shore. People thought I were dead.
People thought he was drunk, overdosed.
If I told you we had like 40 beachgoers pass us during the taping of this.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I didn't move at all.
No. He stayed in character.
They're like, is he okay? And I'm just like, comatose, dead on the sand.
So people like thought it might have been a dead body.
They washed up. Thought he was dead, drunk, washed up. One guy goes, "I ain't even gonna ask," and just keeps walking.
Froggy's like, "Don't ask." We're trying to push him back out.
The video is up. MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Nice little holiday. That's our holiday video.
A little holiday
that's
tree.
That's our holiday gift to you.
Saving a manatee. 100% real.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Gisele Bündchen, of course, the wife of TB12, Tom Brady. Did you see that he's, what, revealing that he does eat meat occasionally? Did you see this?
You have to.
Tom Brady says he's 80% vegan, but still eats meat.
Okay.
And nutritionalists say that more people should eat the way that Tom Brady's eating. There's no way I could eat the way Tom Brady eats.
I mean,
I gotta have my lasagna. I gotta have my rigatoni.
You
my
love
spaghetti.
Food. Your clam stuff.
Fried clams.
But you, don't you, isn't it more healthy to have meat in your diet than just, you know, whatever?
You know, I eat, well, it depends. If that's the keto thing. Isn't keto where you're like all meat?
Well, it's lack yes. of carbs.
It's right. It's fats. You keto. Can have fats too, keto.
All meat all the time. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the meat.
Yes, meat news.
Yes.
So the doctors say that you have to eat more like Tom. Like, I like to eat.
Nobody can eat like Tom. He's eating like Tom because he makes $100 million a year playing football.
Yeah, Tom Brady says he follows the 80-20 rule, meaning 80% of his plate is plant-based and 20% is meat.
All right.
It's one of his lifestyle habits. It's allowed him to play in the NFL at the age of 76.
I mean, 76 is really impressive.
Yeah. Looks great.
Yep.
Man, he must be miserable all day.
The only one that can outperform Tom Brady on the field? Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has legs for days.
Yep.
Come on,
so nutritionalists say that if you follow the 80-20 rule, it might be even healthier than being full vegan. So how about that? The 80-20 rule. So, speaking of football, Urban Meyer. Man, that's... He didn't even make it through a season. When's the last time a coach got fired? First season, and would he make it through 13 games?
Of which he lost 11 of them.
When's the last time that an NFL coach has been fired this early in the season?
It's certainly rare. It's certainly rare. Other coaches haven't made it.
Or I should say, this early in his career with the Jags. So Urban Meyer, of course, the storied head coach of Florida, of University of Florida, Gainesville.
And then he moved to Ohio State, where he had great success.
Yeah, so Urban Meyer won a couple of Gators championships, right? Did he win like two Gators? He won two Gators championships in Gainesville. And then he went on and became a winning coach in Ohio.
Right, Ohio State University, won a couple of national championships there as well. And he gets a job at the NFL, and his way of coaching just didn't work in the NFL.
Well,
sometimes that happens.
His first foray into the NFL. This is the NFL on the MJ Morning Show. Fired after 13 games. Seriously, is there a time where a coach has been in its first season in the NFL and hasn't even made it through the whole season? Has that ever happened?
I'm sure.
Other than like getting run over by a garbage truck or something? I mean, that's crazy. But apparently, and I've got a statement from the Jags owner, but there's an accusation. Was this the straw that broke the camel's back?
Okay. It was a lot of little things. There's not been 1 ounce of good news in this whole Urban Meyer experiment.
Former Jaguars kicker Josh Lambeau says that he was kicked by Urban Meyer during warmups.
What?
And the kicker, punter, long snapper, Lambeau said,
he kicks the kicker in his leg.
Yeah, I want to read this quote here. Lambeau was approached by head coach Urban Meyer.
It was during one of the preseason games.
Okay. He was approached by Urban Meyer, who doesn't call Jaguar specialists by their names. And
what?
He says, quote, it was kicker, punter, long snapper, Lambeau said, or it was S bag, schnit bag.
Oh,
just take the N out of my last name, or dip schnit. Take the N out of
What's the matter with this guy?
Yeah, I was going to say he's just bad with names when you're going through the kicker, place kicker, but no, he's just nasty.
That's crazy. So Urban Meyer allegedly told this guy, hey, dipshnit, make your effing kicks, and then, like, kicked him in the leg?
I mean, what else do you really have to tell a kicker?
All right, take a water break. Water break. Dip bleep.
So he
ass bleep.
Kicks the guy in the leg. After, like, verbally berating him.
What's the matter with this dude?
Anyway, is this the Jaguars owner, I think?
Is his name, like, Chaka Khan?
It's Chaka Khan, yeah. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
I think his name really is Chaka Khan.
Let me fire you, Chaka Khan. Let me fire you.
You remember back in the day, MJ, when you sort of acted like this to me and Fester, you called Fester fat bleep and you called me bleep face?
I did not.
Okay, the guy's name is Shahid.
Retract that.
Retract it? Okay.
No, I said retract that.
No, it was bleep hole.
So I did not.
He was fat ass bleep.
So
I got it. I
never said that. So the owner of the Jags is Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. It's Shad Khan, and he put out a statement. After deliberation over many weeks and a thorough analysis of the entirety of Urban's tenure with our team, I'm bitterly disappointed to arrive at the conclusion that an immediate change is imperative for everyone. In the spirit of closure and recharging our players, staff, and fan base, I will not comment further until some point following the conclusion of the NFL season. And then this music played right after the statement. This is an NFL firing on Fox.
Texters are all reminding me that the Falcons fired Bobby Petrino after 13 games.
Okay.
Oh, it's a tie.
Yeah.
Good job. Tie. So, MJ, a couple of weeks ago, we had the video of Urban Meyer getting kind of a grinding lap dance at a bar.
Oh, that's right.
You know, I mean,
that was this guy.
In Ohio.
This guy's a menace.
In Ohio, and there was like a young blonde college girl giving him like a grind, a lap dance, and a grind. And there were like different angles.
He was
and,
all into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there were different
was
angles.
Of, get up and move.
Oh, and then last and week, he had a meeting with his coaches. He calls them all a bunch of losers. He had the Tim Tebow experiment at the beginning of the year. He is not a good NFL coach.
The coach from Varsity Blues, just an all-around jerk.
I'm just going to pile on right now. I saw Urban Meyer at a Super Bowl party.
Oh. Did he ask for a lap dance?
Come here, Roxanne, get on these hips.
Roxanne.
No, but he tried to get on the wrong boat. He tried to get on our ferry, which was going somewhere else, and he got on the wrong ferry. We had to kick him off.
Oh.
They should have kicked him in the leg like he did Josh Lambeau.
Get off our ferry.
Just smack him right in the leg. Just
boom. Boom. Get off now.
All right. So, hey, I guess there's a job opening for a coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars now.
All right. So, Shad Khan is a terrible owner, by the way.
Is he?
His son owns a great wrestling organization called AEW, just so you know.
Yeah.
Terrible. Tony Khan.
And apparently, he wrote a movie called The Wrath of Khan. I think it was a Star Trek movie at some point, right?
They also own a soccer team, so, I mean, how can they run a football team? I mean, so much going on.
All right, when we get back, this is crazy. This woman says that her boyfriend refuses to divorce his ex. So, his wife, who really is the ex, but not legally because they're still married. You got to hear what this girlfriend is saying that the boyfriend refuses to do and what he's demanding if she wants him to do it. All right, hold on. You got to hear this. This is crazy. And it's next. MJ Morning Show, Q105, back in a moment. Don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ with Roxanne, who played a phenomenal Giselle Bundchen.
Amazing.
And Fester playing an incredible stranded manatee in distress on the beach. And Froggy playing a
homeless bum.
Of homeless bum fisherman Yahoo.
Yes, it came together nicely.
The video is fantastic. It's our holiday video for you folks. And it's up now at mjmorningshow.com. This is a surprise video, and it's just a kind of a takeoff. It's a spoof on Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's wife, finding the turtle and unfurling the net from the turtle and getting the turtle back into the Gulf of Mexico. It's a lovely video. And
should we send this to the Save the Manatee people, maybe as a PSA?
We should send this to Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen is what we ought to do.
Funny you said that, Froggy.
That's what we ought to do.
I just put it on our MJ Morning Show Facebook page, and I hashtagged Save the Manatees.
Oh, that was fun yesterday. Fun times.
It was fun. I'm not going to say who, but there was someone who naysayed this project before it launched. I'm not going to name
Fester.
Names.
It was Fester that naysayed it.
And guess what he said? He's like, I don't know why.
Hold on. Don't reserve yourself. Don't hold back.
Don't you ever hold back in here.
Fester. Fester, you were like a bummer yesterday. You're like, man, I don't think this is going to be funny. You really think this is going to be funny? You know what? And this is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
Okay, hold on. Apparently,
there's even funnier footage that we're going to do a director's cut.
Oh, yeah, we need to.
Oh, yeah.
When we get back from vacation, early in January, we'll do a director's cut of this with even more
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So hold on. Let's get a couple things straight. Yes. Okay, let's
get a couple of things straight.
Yesterday, I wasn't convinced that this would be a funny segment. I admit.
Here's why. Because he was like, yeah, you know, MJ seems to think that, you know, he's got some thespians in this room. Yeah, he does.
We did act pretty good.
The video's great, folks. Go to mjmorningshow.com. That's mjmorningshow.com. All right, listen to this.
Oh, God.
Listen to this story.
Please.
Yes?
No, Roxanne just called herself a thespian. and what makes this video so great is how terrible the acting is.
I know.
The last thing you are.
It's a spoof. Right,
here's what I want to do. I want to go to the phones. I want to hear from lesbians that can determine whether Roxanne's a good thespian.
Wait a minute.
All right.
I'm all about it.
Let me do the boyfriend story.
Okay.
I would like to know how women would handle this. I mean, this woman says that her boyfriend refuses to divorce his ex unless she pays for it. What?
Wait,
what? Come on.
This sounds legal, right?
But listen to this. This is a 39-year-old female. Says her boyfriend is 33 years old, a male. They've been together for 5 years. But apparently, he is still technically married to his ex. They're not living together. They're sort of divorced, but they're not legally divorced. Now, he has promised at some point he'll get a divorce, but he refuses to get one right now unless I pay for it. She says that he and I are intimate 3 times a month.
Oh.
And only when he wants to. This guy sounds like a piece of work.
You need to drop him like a rock.
He doesn't compliment or acknowledge any of my social media posts or things that I send directly to him, like racy pictures. This guy's a dud.
Dud.
He doesn't acknowledge her TikTok.
What has recently made me upset and is my final straw is that he decided that he wanted to take time off for his birthday. I'm not mad that he wants to go do something alone for his birthday. I'm more upset that he didn't ask if I was doing something for him. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
A guy that's still married, been away from his wife for what, at least 5 years? Cause, well, maybe not. Maybe he was dating this woman while he was still like together, but this woman's been dating this guy for 5 years and he is still married to the ex, won't get divorced formally unless the girlfriend pays for it.
All right. I know a guy who's separated from his wife, and they've been separated for 10 years, but they're still married on paper.
Listen, I had an aunt.
Yeah. Me too.
I had an aunt and uncle. My Aunt Gail and Jerry, they're both deceased now.
I have an Aunt Gail.
I have an Uncle Gail.
Don't we have like 5 family members that are named the same?
Maybe so.
I think, yeah. Okay, continue.
So my Aunt Gail, my mom's older sister, she passed away a couple of years ago. And, you know, she was 83, 84 years old.
I'm so, still married to Jerry.
So Gail was married to Jerry, but they lived apart for like 25 years, 30 years.
What's the point?
They never got divorced. She lived in Rockville Center, Long Island. He lived in, believe it or not, Wilmington, Delaware.
Lovely.
Might have mowed Joe Biden's lawn a time or two. I don't know.
They're about the same age.
But they lived. He had a business in Wilmington.
Yeah.
And they lived apart. My Uncle Jerry, and he was great. I liked Uncle Jerry. Uncle Jerry, they lived apart for, I'm telling you, like 30 years. They were just apart. They still remain married. Their finances were still together. But they never got divorced.
Wait a minute. Was Uncle Jerry a swinger?
It might have been.
I don't think Uncle Jerry was a swinger. Yes. Why?
Because why would they stay together? And then, did they have another boy? Uncle Jerry have a girlfriend?
Do you want me to? You want me to call up my mom and wake her up on the air?
Yes, please.
Call Uncle Jerry.
My parents just moved.
Okay, listen. Right? Yes. The cemetery's not taking calls right now. Uncle Jerry's dead, Froggy. You can't call Uncle Jerry.
Sorry. Yeah,
both my
R.I.P. Jerry.
Both my relatives were fantastic. Aunt Gail, Uncle Jerry.
Here's the question.
May they rest in peace, both of them.
May they rest in peace. And are they buried next to each other?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, I think they are.
Wow. Committed to the end.
Hold on. Let me.
Well, sort of.
Folks, I'm about to call my 77-year-old mother. They stay up till like 4 a.m. and they don't get up till like 2 p.m. So I'm going to call my mom now at 8:37 in the morning. Let's see what happens.
Wow. Life.
I'm secretly calling my mother. Let's see what happens.
They are in that season of old people-ness because old people go through a phase where they wake up really early. And then old people give less of a crap about life and then stay up till the wee hours and then sleep till, you know, dinner.
Hey, our phone system's busted. Hang on a minute.
Can I break?
Well, I got to unplug it because it's like all locked up.
All right. Well, I'm not an engineer. So did Uncle Jerry give you any marital advice?
Todd, here's what you do.
Leave her.
Marry a pretty lady, knock out a couple of kids, and just let her be for 30 years.
I just rebooted the phone. Let me see if it works now.
They're going to plant you next to her when you die anyway.
I wonder if Allison would go for that.
Let me call my mom. Let me see if my mom will pick up the phone. Oh, Todd, it's so tough moving. They just left their house after 20 years in Palm Beach County. They moved closer to my brother in Broward.
Yeah, she's not going to pick up.
No, they're not picking up.
She's not going to be happy about this.
Todd, what's wrong? You know, whenever you call him, like, it's like, what's wrong?
What's the emergency?
What's the matter?
Is everything all right?
What's the matter? What's wrong? Yeah, she's not going to pick.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Mom, it's your son. We're live on the air.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
Did I wake you up?
Yep.
That's what I thought. What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know. About 2:30.
What are you in college?
Show prep?
Mom, listen. We have something very important to ask you and talk to you about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is my mother, Eldon, and my mom and dad. They just moved, and that was a hellacious feat, wasn't it?
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, it's putting it mildly. All right, so we were just doing a story. The reason why I'm calling you, Mom, live on the air and waking your butt out of bed, is I just did a story about a woman that claims that her boyfriend is still married. She's been dating the guy for 5 years, and he won't divorce his ex. And, well, this sort of morphed into relatives of ours that never got divorced, and I'm talking about beloved Uncle Jerry and Aunt Gail. Mm-hmm. I said that they were apart for like 30 years. They lived like totally separately. They never got divorced. How many years were they apart?
Probably 30.
Yeah. It's a pretty good guess. So what was the, and it's your sister, Gail. May she rest in peace. But what was the story? Gail lived on Long Island and Jerry was down in Delaware. And what? Why did they never get divorced?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You never asked your sister about this?
Probably because of the children.
We stayed together for 50-year-old children. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Mom.
Seriously, the kids are all in their 20s and 30s. And,
Mom, it's okay. You can get divorced now. I'm 60.
We don't want to rock the children's lives. How old are the kids? 40.
Yeah. Our son just got married.
When they were young, they stayed together when they were young.
I know, but still, I just, why did they ever get divorced?
Okay, so the more important question, Mom, is did your sister have action on the side?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good question.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yes, let's hope so. I hope she didn't close up shop for 30 years waiting for old Jerry to come back around.
Well, listen.
Let's hope so.
My parents don't sleep in the same bed anymore.
That's common.
Well, here's the deal.
Do they still do it?
Is Dad sleeping in his first class airline seat right now?
Yeah.
Oh. So wait a minute. This is crazy.
What? That's not good for the back. No,
hold on. I go to my parents' house. This is like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, to help pack things up, and they had some things they wanted me to pick up because they didn't want to move, so they had some items for me. So I kind of heard about this, but I didn't pay much attention. My dad, what does Dad have? Does he have like an apnea deal? Is that it?
He has a recliner.
Well, no, but what is Dad's medical condition that he can't sleep normally in a bed now?
Is it sleep apnea?
It's like a sleep apnea, yes.
So my dad cannot sleep in a bed. He got a special recliner chair, and it's like you go into the bedroom, and my mom's bed is against the wall. My dad's recliner is across, and it looks like he's sleeping in business class. Do you ever
face each other?
Do you ever come by with a tray with drinks? Do you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Do you ever check and make sure while he's sleeping that if there's turbulence that his seatbelt is buckled?
No.
Does he ever drop down the oxygen mask?
My dad is, no. I'm telling you, his chair looks like it's a business class or a first class airline seat, and he sleeps in this every night.
It's awesome.
He's comfortable. That's how he's comfortable.
Is he sleeping in his business class seat right now?
I don't know where he is.
Tap him and say, sir, we're about to be landing soon.
Please return to your seat.
Yeah, please.
The fastened seatbelt signs are on, sir. Please.
No, he's not in the seat. He must be downstairs.
Or, yeah, he's in the lavatory. All right.
No, he's not. He's downstairs.
All right, Mom, go back to sleep. I'm sorry to wake you up.
What time is it?
It's 8:40. It's 8:43 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Go back to bed.
How's the new house? You like it?
It's okay. We're buried in boxes.
I know, because you have too much crap. I told you. Drew and I both said you got to get rid of half the stuff before you move, and you took everything. So I don't want to hear you bitching and moaning about it.
Why don't you go help Todd?
Yeah, Todd.
All right. Goodbye, Mom. I love you.
Bye, Mom.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Love you, Mom. Some good son you have here skipping out to London while he could be helping you unpack all your boxes.
You shut up.
Good point.
So what do you think about the woman that... Should she dump this guy?
Yeah.
Woman says the boyfriend will not get divorced right now unless she pays for the divorce. He's still technically married to his wife while they've been dating for 5 years.
Jeez, the coconuts on that guy.
That's crazy. All right. I can't believe we have another Ilaria Baldwin story.
No.
I can't take her anymore.
Would the Baldwins just shut the bleep up?
You're feeding the beast, MJ.
Yeah, I almost feel the same way about you talking about them.
I need a Hilaria Baldwin cleanse.
This is what they need.
Over break,
and I
can't hear her name.
So Alec Baldwin, a month and 2 weeks ago, shot the director of photography and the director on the set of that movie, Rust. And they just won't stay out of the news. He did the interview on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. He's playing the victim card. Remember, we played the audio. It was almost like he was blaming the director. Oh, she told me to point the gun this way at her. And, it was like, just shut up. And then what else? They're throwing themselves in the they put out a picture of the family like in Halloween costumes.
They were Christmas tree hunting a couple of weeks ago. He did like an MC event at a charity in New York.
What was the deal yesterday? What was the story?
Yesterday she was getting shushed when she was trying to push her baby out.
Oh, she's telling the story how while she's delivering one of their brood kids that Alec Baldwin was on the phone while she's in labor and she's making, she's making labor noises and Alec Baldwin told her to keep it down because he's on the phone.
Shut up, Hilaria.
What?
Trying to land this movie.
Well,
shut the Hilaria up. I just called Rust. It's going to be great. I need to land this deal. Nothing will go wrong.
Change our lives. Forever.
Really? Well, now, the latest. I saw this last night. They just need to disappear. Now, they've posted their holiday family Christmas card.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, they did not.
Yeah, and it's...
Are they smiling or are they sad?
It's Western-themed and they're all holding guns and everything. And
what are they, like a conservative congressman or something?
No, I'm kidding.
Like the ones you get at Disney?
I thought that was for real. No, I was like, no,
that's a thing.
It wouldn't shock me with them.
I'm not joking. No, it wouldn't shock me either, but no, that I made that up. It's not a Western-themed Christmas.
We went to Frontierland.
We put on the old clothes, you know.
Alec, hold the six shooter.
You know what? Disney did that. Amusement parks, they did that. Like the old time photos.
You
get your photo taken and it looks like you're like in 1861 on the frontier or something.
Look like Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, exactly. So she posts their holiday card. Just stop it. Why don't these people just lay low and just get out of the spotlight? You publicity hounds, stop!
This might be the year that you want to skip the Christmas cards. Just saying. Due to murder!
And what about skipping the Halloween costume picture a week after Alec Baldwin killed the lady?
Or being a master of ceremonies for some awards.
Mike, it's just insanity. We've talked about what consumer edible item numerous times on the show. What consumer edible item?
Having it? A buzzer's broken or something.
It's the wrong sound effect, MJ.
What sound effect do you want?
That's a guessing game. You have to give us clues if we're gonna play that one.
I have a guess.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. Let's just cut to the chase. Froggy, what consumer edible item have we discussed lately? We have an update.
What is Pop-Tarts?
Damn it. Now, come on. Shortage, limitations on the number you can buy. Publix has a sign.
Oh, I know.
Limit two. What do you think it is?
Cream cheese.
Yes. Listen to this publicity stunt. It's kind of smart, but clearly it's a publicity stunt. Kraft. K-R-A-F-T. Kraft will pay you $20 not to make cheesecake for Christmas with their Philadelphia brand cream cheese.
Deal. Send me $20.
Well,
I'll take it.
Guess what? You could be one of 18,000.
That's
folks,
all?
Yeah. Would you like to? They're going to give $20 to 18,000 people.
Whoa.
Yeah. How much is that? Can you add that up? What is 18,000 times 20?
18.
Okay. 36.
$360,000? Is that
360, yeah.
Is that right? Just do the math. Make sure I'm right.
26 bill.
18,000 times
$20. Yeah. 18,000 times $20 is 360. Right? That's nothing for them to give that away. I mean, because they're getting all kinds of publicity here. So Kraft is the owner of Philadelphia cream cheese, and they're having trouble making enough cream cheese to keep store shelves filled. So now they want to pay you to not try to buy cream cheese and make cream cheese recipes. So this is how it works. It's today. It's today and tomorrow, December 17th and 18th. What's today? Today's the 16th. Correction. Oh. It's Friday and Saturday.
Okay. I gotta say something at this.
Yes. Ooh, Mr. Carter. Yes.
Yes. I hope they're listening right now. It's Daviana's birthday today.
Way to forget.
No, happy birthday. It's not that I forgot. Hold on. Wanted to say it when they're in the car.
That's what you do.
Oh, you hope your kids are listening.
Yeah.
So if MJ would never have messed up the day on the cream cheese giveaway, you would have completely forgotten about your kid's birthday.
Look at that.
Put the station on.
Okay. Sorry, that was Doug.
Oh.
Yep.
They just missed it.
Happy birthday, Daviana. Okay, now they got it.
Happy birthday, Daviana.
So how old is Daviana?
Two. Yes.
Wow.
She's 2 years old.
Two, and I got to talk about a damn dog dying. All right.
That's the most awkward birthday dedication shout out ever.
All right. So here's
Are you getting her a cream cheesecake?
Here's how it works. Let me just blow through this. Please. Here's how it works. So starting tomorrow and Saturday, you register at their website, and participants can register on December 17th and 18th. Kraft is going to pick 18,000 winners, and the lucky winners will be able to submit receipts for ingredients used in some other type of holiday treat that does not include Kraft Philadelphia brand cream cheese, and you'll get reimbursed up to $20. The company suggested that customers make cookies, brownies, cupcakes instead.
Yeah, plenty of things you can make.
It's a $20 digital reward from Philadelphia brand cream cheese and Kraft. So, and of course, cream cheese demand has spiked 18% last year. People are baking at home. They're trying to pump money into production. They hope to make enough cream cheese, in the future. But right now, there's a big old shortage. So
the cows are on strike. What's happening?
You want $20 from Kraft? Then go to their website and submit your recipe. And if you're one of the 18,000 chosen, well, blammo, there you go. All right. When we get back, how many people are e-cig smokers that are listening to our show right now? There is something you must hear about e-cigs. There is the unsexy side effect to e-cigs. Folks, do you know people that do the e-cig thing?
I do.
Guess what? Hold on to that thought, because you're not going to be looking at their crotch the same. You're not going to be looking at them the same way again. I kind of gave a little teaser there. All right, hold on. How could you tune out of this? That's next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
9 o'clock at the MJ Morning Show here on Q105, final hour of the day. Froggy, come on in here, man. Enjoy the show. Come on in.
We got an hour left of the year.
Guys, you know, I have not left this studio once since I got in here at 5:40 this morning. I've not walked out of here once.
I have ADHD. I have to move.
You and Fester are out of here every single moment.
I have to walk.
We shut the mics off, and sometimes even when the mics are on, you're walking out of here.
We have a good reason for that.
I like to mingle amongst the hallways, keep the morale as down as possible.
Yeah, I like to not talk to MJ or Roxanne during
Thanks a lot.
I don't.
Well, you should hear the conversations we have in here. They're really good.
Froggy.
Yes, sir.
Did you say that you know someone that smokes these e-cigs?
Yes, my good friend quit drinking and took on the e-cigs, which he was probably going to die if he kept drinking. So this is good.
You're not going to be looking at your friend's crotch the same way again.
How would he normally
look at it? On Mondays is when I check out his crotch, so we'll see it on Monday.
Hold on. We'll discuss in a moment. Hey, quick mention though, our good pal, huge FOS.
What?
Friend of the show.
Oh my God. I was thinking other things.
I was thinking FOD, friend of Dorothy.
No, friend of the show. So
he's not a friend of Dorothy.
So huge friend of the show is Greg Lindbergh.
Oh, he's the best.
Mm-hmm. Greg is nice the guy. Best. And Greg has been an MJ Morning Show super fan since I think even before the show was ever created.
Yeah.
Greg has a fan page called the MJFanPage.com. MJFanPage.com. It's totally independent. We don't run it. It's MJFanPage.com. And Coop, can you do a little write-up on this and get it? He has a 2021 year-end MJ Morning Show trivia contest.
Oh, my God.
And if you're a regular listener to the show, he's got some questions. You can answer the questions and see if you can win the trivia contest.
He used to do this when we were on back in the day.
Now, he's giving out a $100 Amazon gift card.
I want to enter. If you win the MJ Morning Show trivia contest, if you answer the questions all based on things that have happened on this show in the last year, If you can answer the most questions correctly, you'll win a $100 Amazon gift card. And all you got to do is go to mjfanpage.com, mjfanpage.com. Greg Lindberg, have fun.
All right. I don't know like six of these.
So wait a minute. You don't even know. Let's read some of the questions
here. All right. What's the nickname MJ bestowed upon Roxanne's fiance?
You don't know that?
I know that one.
Yeah, don't say it.
Okay.
Fester drives a dilapidated 2004 Lincoln Town Car. What age did Coop turn in 2004?
Okay, I am not good with that.
I don't even think I know that.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It's great.
That's tough.
Roxanne said she gets a little turned on during what
Greg.
Event?
Roxanne says she gets a little turned on during what event following a natural disaster that causes significant power outages?
It's a wordy question and a very short answer.
Not wordy at all. Greg, don't take offense to that.
Are you getting a tone with Greg?
He'll smack you.
Do I hear a tone?
No. Greg's asking questions about what turns me on. I'm getting a tone with him.
Name one of MJ and Michelle's current Jack Russell Terriers.
All right. So anyway, there's a bunch of questions on here.
What one word Q105 program director is known for?
These are good.
If you're a listener, they're easy.
So win a $100 Amazon gift card. The trivia contest is up at MJ, totally independent. This is totally different from MJMorningShow.com. The fan page is MJFanpage.com. What are you laughing at?
Which NBA Hall of Famer does Fester do a superb job impersonating?
That's great.
That's generous.
All right.
It says imitating, not impersonating. Why don't you read the damn sentence? Stupid. All right. I got to do the e-cigarette thing. I saw this a couple of days ago. Like, we got to talk about this. The unsexy side of e-cigs. First of all, I hate cigarette smoke. I can't stand it.
Because there's such a sexy side to regular cigs?
No, there's not. So I hate cigarette smoke. But the e-cigs, it looks like you're buried in a fog machine. You know, those are crazy.
Yeah, I love
those. Those are really thick, dense clouds of smoke. It can't be good for you.
Well, here's the deal. Listen to this. How old's your friend, the e-cig chugger?
He's my age, 42.
Yep, look at this. By age 40, about 40% of men, what did I say, that you'll never look at what?
His crotch the same way.
Right. By the age of 40, 40% of men experience erectile dysfunction. What? Everything from prostate issues to anxiety to possible COVID complications can lead to ED. But the list doesn't stop there. People who use e-cigarettes are more likely to experience trouble in the bedroom, according to a brand new study. For this study, researchers analyzed health profiles of more than 10,000 men in the U.S. to test for a link between e-cigarette use and erectile dysfunction. Overall, daily users of e-cigs were 2.24 times more likely than non-users to suffer from erectile dysfunction. After accounting for, you know, a bunch of variables, but, you know, like age and race and physical activity, et cetera. So apparently there is a link between erectile dysfunction and e-cigs.
I'm sure there's worse it could do to you. I mean, they sell those things at like Kenny's gas station, like for like $2.
Yeah, what the hell are you breathing in? I mean, this has been the subject also. I mean, listen, with cigarettes, aren't there like 127 known carcinogens or something?
At least.
And, yeah, but who knows what's going on with these?
And with e-cigs, I mean, I know that I've read stories about, you know, the fluid.
Ew.
Like made in China and something. What the hell is in there? I mean,
I have a buddy that just puts water in his.
And says smoke steam?
Yeah. Look, he just needs an oral fixation.
Why don't you just
put your head over a boiling pot of water?
Yeah, exactly. Just cook some Kraft macaroni and cheese and stick your face over the boiling pot.
Yeah, at least that's healthier than the juice you buy.
So if you light up an e-cig, you're not going to be able to light it up in the bedroom, maybe.
Ooh, nice.
All right, time to lightning round numerous things. I don't know what's going on with people, but folks are going nuts. There was a brawl at a Connecticut school board meeting, and a parent clocks one of the school board members in the face in a full auditorium.
Whoa.
Glastonbury, Connecticut. I've been there. I took Chloe for soccer there one time. Glastonbury High School. A man punched a Connecticut school board member in the face during a meeting on Tuesday night. Residents were pushing to bring back the school's old mascot, which was retired over the whole racially insensitive,
It was an Indian theme.
It was. The meeting focused on whether to drop the new name of the Guardians and bring back Resurrect the Native American themed Tomahawks. And this apparently brought about this like huge debate. The meeting focused on whether to drop the name and bring back the old. One audience member reportedly, this is not reportedly, I've got video. There is video of the guy blasting the other dude in the face.
Oh.
So the story says one audience member reportedly accosted the board member identified as Ray McFall. Guess what?
He fell all right.
After he got McPunched.
He got McPunched, and he did McFall to the ground. This guy was knocked flat on the ground. McFall.
He McBlacked out.
He did. He's got McBrain damage right now.
Wait, didn't we have a Mick in the story or show earlier today?
Don't be like that.
They're Irish. Dude,
that is a slur.
What are you talking about?
You just said, "Do we have a Mick on the show?" And that's a slur. You're doing over there, Rox. What are you trying to get us canceled over
Seriously.
Here?
Seriously,
every day.
Oh man!
All right, so we have this is audio from a news report, right? This is from Channel 3 up in Connecticut. And this is their big story. Look at this. This is
great. From Glastonbury. We are working to learn if there will be any fallout after a man punched a school board member in the face at a board meeting last night.
Watch this.
Channel 3 Eyewitness News reporter Roger Susanna now joins us live right outside Glastonbury High School.
Look at this.
Roger, did the meeting end as soon as that fight was broken up?
Yeah, good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Wendell. As you can imagine, that meeting did come to a screeching halt, really just seconds after that punch was thrown. But, you know, viewer videos show us that this altercation was really heated even before the fight got physical.
I watch this.
That's unprofessional. Why are you swearing at a citizen?
The fight began as a verbal altercation between a man who attended last night's meeting and a Board of Ed member. The two men stood nearly nose to nose, and the Board of Ed member eventually pushes the man, who responds with a violent swing that actually knocks the Board of Ed member to the ground.
That guy got in his face.
Yeah, so, I mean, those are two old men in each other's faces.
The board member is older than the parent that punched the board member, but they're like mask to mask in each other's faces. The older school board member pushed the parent in the chest, and that's when the parent responded by cold cocking him.
Yeah, I'll punch a board member if that's the case.
Yeah, he gets in his space, and if you get within an arm's length, everybody knows you knock the guy out. First of all, second of all, the reporter's deviated septum is amazing. You should really get that fixed.
I'm a little congested today.
The story is really amazing. Can I hear him again?
Let me start the video.
Thank you.
We got to find the video of the reporter.
Let me bring the reporter back. Festus, stop
punching
the video.
Just had the damn reporter.
The fight began as a verbal altercation between a man who attended last night's meeting and a Board of Ed member. The two men stood nearly nose to nose, and the Board of Ed member eventually pushes the man, who responds with a violent swing that actually knocks the Board of Ed member to the ground.
That wasn't violence.
Speaking of noses, mine is completely clogged right now. Thank you. We will throw it back to you, Susie, at the news desk.
Afterwards, people rush in and separate the two men, and the rest of the meeting was
Susie, back at the
police
news desk.
Police say they are investigating the fight.
What did you say?
That wasn't me. It was Susie.
We're doing rid of the high school's old
tomahawk logo.
Anyway, so
I got a deviated rectum. I mean, septum. Sorry.
People are going nuts, whether it's on airplanes. Listen, I'm getting on a flight tomorrow morning up to New York, and then I'm getting on a flight from New York to London.
Oh, man.
I hope I don't have any maniacs going crazy on any of my flights. It seems like it's like every day here about maniacs on
airplanes.
That's
a long flight.
If you double hand shove another grown man, you should expect a punch coming your way.
I mean, that guy's dumb.
It may not always happen, but you should be at least on the lookout for incoming traffic.
All right, guys, you ready to play the pyramid game?
Yes.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MJ $25,000 Pyramid. right, now, I'm going to be not only the host of the show, I'm also going to be the contestant. So
what?
Who wants to climb in the winner's circle? You know, all of you guys.
Okay.
All of you guys are in the winner's circle.
I'll climb in.
All right, so we're in. Fester, can we all fit in here?
Are we all in there? I'll step out.
No, Fester, come on in.
You have to get in with us.
Fester, get in.
Are we sitting on laps?
Right, Fester's getting in. Oh, my God, there's no room.
Just okay. Get on my lap.
Everyone get in the winner's circle because I'm gonna be the actual contestant as well. So here it is. Let's start the 60-second clock as, you know, those little doors spin around on the pyramid.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you clues. You got to guess the category. Are we ready? And books.
Things you read. Things in libraries.
Things in the Dewey Decimal System.
Shoes.
Things with leather.
Things cobblers make.
Cobblers don't make books.
Shoes.
Old clothes.
Things that at a rummage sale.
Small appliances.
Things you sell on eBay.
You suck.
You're supposed to make eye contact with us when you do this, so we get like, egg us on.
Bedding.
Things at a secondhand store?
Magazines.
Things at a news store?
Oh, things that come from trees.
Oh, you guys are...
Things at a doctor's office?
So close.
Things old people steal?
A hand grenade.
Huh?
Yeah, that's exactly... Huh? Let's stop. I was looking...
Not seeing the common tie between all these things.
Yeah, that game's really hard.
I was looking for things dropped off in a Goodwill donation box.
Yes.
Fester was close. Yes. He said a rummage sale.
Fester was close. So, do you have any questions here?
Well, who dropped the grenade? Was it live? Did it blow up? I have a million questions all of a sudden.
That's the point. It's somebody put a hand grenade. They dropped off a grenade in a Goodwill donation box. You've seen those Goodwill boxes. They're like in like parking lots for like shopping centers, yeah. Right?
Sometimes I've used those before.
Was this a paperweight one?
Let me give you the details for all you. New Lenox, Illinois, police responded to a suspicious package approximately 1:15 p.m. Saturday, Goodwill. The item turned out to be a hand grenade.
Wow.
An employee found the hand grenade in the Goodwill donation box. The Cook County, Illinois bomb squad was called in, and they determined that the grenade... was inert.
Inert?
I remember back in the day, you could go to the...
That means, Frog, you're not live. Yeah, it was not a live grenade.
There was a guy at the Wagon Wheel Flea Market, like in 1988, yeah. Who had crates and crates of just old, inert grenades.
Well, you're hoping they're inert.
$2 each.
If you ask him if they were inert, maybe he had a couple inert ones.
You know, I used to have a hand grenade as well. I bought it at the Army and Navy store in Norfolk, in downtown Norfolk, in Virginia. There was like an old Army and Navy store, maybe on Granby down there. You could go into a couple of bucks. You got an old hand grenade. It has the top, the whole thing, and just the bottom. There's nothing in the bottom, so it's like it was drilled out where the explosive and the primer would be.
My cousin had one of those.
Yeah,
but they're really common.
A lot of those are found a lot in magnet fishing community.
Can you still buy them at Army and Navy stores?
I am on the website Surplus Army Warehouse.
Yep.
And you can buy them. It says $14.99. I think you could probably find them for a better price than that. But they have the lemon, the baseball, and the pineapple.
Now, there used to be that old big Army Navy store in downtown Tampa.
That's gone.
That's gone, right?
The best Army Navy store in Tampa, anyway, is kind of like Bears and Skipper Road.
Is it called an Army Navy store?
It's called the...
Why do they leave the Marines out? Why do they leave the Coast Guard or the Air Force out? Why is it not the... Why is it the Army and Navy store? Why is it not the Marines and Air Force store?
Because their names are longer and you pay per letter when you order a sign?
Yeah, I hear you. So, yeah, somebody put a grenade. That's pretty dumb. I mean, it was an inert grenade, but still, who the hell would put a grenade? Was that a real donation, or was that somebody trying to, like, see if they could, like, make it on the news or something?
No, you just load up a box of crap to give to this worthy cause, and then there's the grenade in there.
That's a pineapple grenade?
Well, look how it looks. You see how it has, like, the bumpy ridges on the side? They call that the pineapple.
If you have a pineapple grenade, does that mean you're a swinger?
Wait, what?
That That's
one of the signs.
That's one of the codes.
No. No. Pineapples, I thought, mean welcoming.
Yeah, welcome in and have sex with me.
Oh.
It's pineapples, flamingos, and loofahs.
Guys, what do you think? It's just funny.
You okay?
Yes. The headline's great. Large, pink, and elusive. South Carolina police seek ruinous pig.
Aw, poor piggy.
A ruinous pig. You're a thoughtless, ruinous pig.
It sounds like Alec Baldwin getting his kid on the line.
It does, doesn't it?
You're ruinous.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
You're ruinous.
Let me fix that one more time.
You are a rude,
ruinous
little pig.
Ruinous, elusive little pig.
That's just so descriptive. A ruinous pig. That means it's a pig that ruins everything.
That's what they do.
Right. There's a wild pig on the rampage in Sumter, South Carolina. That's what, just outside of Charleston. And authorities are searching for a pig they say has been wreaking havoc in people's yards.
There's a pig rooting up my roses. Get out of them there, roses.
It's a ruinous rooting pig.
Screw you. Screw
you. Come on, squeal. Squeal.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mommy Pig.
That's a ruinous TV show, isn't it?
I love it. I love Peppa Pig.
All right, so here's the deal. Authorities in South Carolina, they posted on their Facebook page, Sumter Police in South Carolina, that they'd received calls over the weekend about a large pink and elusive pig suspected of causing all kinds of damage in neighborhoods. They're calling it a ruinous pig. There are photos of a large pig as well as large piles of dirt in people's yards. The pig is ripping up their flower beds, their trees, their shrubs.
How do you not shoot that pig?
Is the pig like searching for truffles or something?
He's rooting up everybody's rose beds.
Police are warning people, do not try to approach the hefty pig. It's apparently a very large pig.
Stay away from me.
And the cops are saying that its size alone is of concern.
You might squish a kid.
It's called a ruinous pig.
That thing is a nuisance. It sounds awesome.
That's funny. All right. I've got J-Lo news and Ben Affleck news. We have an update on Ben Affleck. Also, we have a big update on Meryl Streep's nephew.
Okay.
All right.
Gotta know what he's up
to. You see this pig?
Let me see.
All right. No, that's not it. Fester's got 2 hours of pig sound effects on YouTube. That's not the pig.
I'm going to listen to all of it later.
Adam Sandler. I've got, Billie Eilish, who's made some claims, a couple of, eye-raising claims. And then James Cameron, I'm sorry, but the first one sucked. I hated it. I hated it like poison.
Titanic was awful.
What? No, not Titanic. No, hang on. We'll get to it next. And then Britney with a cryptic message. All right, hold on. Final.
That's a lot.
We got a lot of stuff to get to in our final chunk of MJ next here on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Froggy just asked Roxanne.
Jeez.
Go ahead and say it.
Can you walk on my back? My back is killing me. I don't know if it would be better if Fester does it or her.
No, Fester's.
I'm going from one extreme to another.
Fester will push you through the floor into the law offices down below.
I would just do it real quick. My back is real bad.
I would cripple you.
Come on, Roxanne.
You want me to?
Hurry up.
Okay.
Hold, do I need to video this?
I mean,
hang on, do I?
I'm freezing up here. Oh, God, with sneakers? Jesus.
Yes. Yeah,
All right, hold. Do I?
I mean, I got a, I got a little bead on it right now.
Can you imagine if Fester walked on?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, that's good. Oh, they just pop.
Do you have shoes on? Or
yeah, she's wearing her sneakers.
So Roxanne is walking on Froggy's.
Give it a shot.
Now, do you want Fester to jump on your back as well?
You don't want it.
Come on, give it a shot.
You don't want that.
Give it a shot.
All right.
I don't feel good about this at all.
Do it.
Should we video this?
Here you go, Roxy.
Hold on. Stop.
Roxanne has a video rolling.
Roxanne, can you roll video on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, did you get? Well, hold on. Did you get you?
Yeah, I got her.
All right, now here goes Fester. Fester's going to walk on Froggy's.
Not bad. I think this is going to help.
I don't like this at all, Froggy.
This is not good. Yeah. All right,
this is really a
hurry
bad
up,
move.
Guys. I don't have a lot of time left.
Okay, I don't feel good about this at all.
Yeah, right.
Your
now,
back
now
is
the,
so squishy.
Now the next.
I've got to give away Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Now the next one. Come on.
Oh, my
God. Jesus. My rib.
Are you okay? Are you not dead? I think I felt a rib crack.
Oh, my God. My rib.
I told you it was a bad
collapse
idea.
Collapse his lungs.
All right, that's what he gets.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's do Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets.
Hey, I feel so great.
This is a great show.
I feel amazing.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra does an amazing show. In fact, they're doing two shows. Amalie Arena this coming Sunday night and Sunday afternoon. Right now, let's give away a pair of tickets. You got Trans-Siberian at Amalie Arena on Sunday. Let's go with caller number 25, 800-990-1047, 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047, caller 25 right now. Good luck from the MJ Morning Show on Q105. All right, couple of things here. A couple of things of a local note. Now, this is fantastic. A short-term rental home has been trashed because of a pop-up party that was advertised on local social media. Yeah, oh boy. Jason Lohman says that videos that were posted on TikTok and Instagram show this massive party a couple of weekends ago had no idea it was happening at his short-term rental in Ybor City until a neighbor called up and said, your place is getting trashed.
No.
Was it like an Airbnb something?
That's where you risk issues if you don't vet individuals properly. If you're doing an Airbnb or a Vrbo, are you renting to folks who are going to trash your joint? That sucks.
So he found out about this on social media.
Well, from a neighbor. Neighbor said, hey, they're trashing your house. Then he found the videos and pictures on social media. His house is wrecked.
Here's an idea. Put up a Ring camera and see if there's 100 people showing up to your house.
Put up a Kelly Ring camera. By the way, do you know that Kelly Ring's family invented the Ring cameras?
Yeah, that's crazy. They put your finger.
They are loaded. They've made like $2 billion. The Ring, Kelly Ring.
Is this for real?
Kelly Ring's family.
Why do you think it's called Ring?
Why do you think it's called a Ring camera? Kelly Ring's family invented the Ring doorbell and the Ring.
Yes.
All right. So the damage in this Ybor home is estimated to be $14 million.
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah. No, I don't see a damage map, but the place got, $14,000. So repairs and replacements, $14,000. Oh, also, we have a plea from Mayor Castor from the city of Tampa.
And yes.
What is the plea?
She doesn't want you to throw beads in the water at Gasparilla. Please,
don't
do it.
Yeah, and also, she doesn't want any drunken pirates at Gasparilla this year.
Oh, so. She's going to get drunken pirates.
Damn it.
Listen, Mayor, nobody's dumping boxes of beads. They're throwing them and they're just going too far.
Yeah, be careful.
They are. But listen, I understand what the mayor says. I understand you get these made in China beads, all kinds of probably lead poisoning crap on it. And anyway, all right. So I threw out some big Hollywood names in the final minutes of the MJ Morning Show here on a Thursday. Jeff, this is just breaking. Jeff Garland is leaving the Goldbergs.
Wonder why.
He had a bad couple of weeks. There was reports of him being kind of touchy on the set.
Touchy on the set, but he said, hey, that's just me. And I understand that that could be a valid excuse. And some people might take a hug or a backpack is, maybe inappropriate. But Jeff Garland abruptly leaving the hit sitcom on ABC, The Goldbergs.
Great.
Because of misconduct allegations. He's also on Larry David's, but I guess he fits right in there, doesn't he?
Yeah, hopefully he didn't grab Larry David's ass on the set.
Yeah, so Jeff Garland.
He's great, but,
He's leaving.
Can't be grabbing people.
Bombshell exit comes several weeks after, he apparently has been accused of just wrongful conduct or inappropriate, abusive behavior on the set. How are they going to write him out?
Is
he going to die of a heart attack or something?
He's going to take the same pills Roseanne took.
Yo, watch that show. That show is funny.
Yeah, ABC is really good at killing off lead characters of sitcoms.
I've seen it a couple of times. Jennifer Lopez is ticked. She is angry. Remember we did the Ben Affleck story that Ben Affleck said that if he were still married to Jennifer Garner, that he'd still be an alcoholic and a raging drunk?
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez apparently is pissed about him
so
dissing.
Rude.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is not happy that her babe, that Ben Affleck, was dissing the other.
Hello, I'm Jennifer. Yeah. I have something to say, Mark Anthony here. Hello?
Yes, Mark.
I have something to say about this situation because, as you know, I was married to J-Lo.
Former J-Lo husband, yes.
Yes, and I would say that married to J-Lo, it making me drink so much. I do a shot after shot, the Latino Skeletor, go to sleep every night, blackout drunk.
Yeah, you know, Stern, you don't hear much about Howard Stern anymore, but there are like two Howard Stern stories today. So J-Lo was, I guess, on with Stern and revealed that she was ticked that Affleck had dissed the ex, Jennifer Garner. And then there's another one I'll get to in a second. But Meryl Streep's nephew, this is big news. And when you think of Hollywood news, you think of Meryl Streep's nephew. He was involved in that road rage case out in the Hamptons. The nephew of Meryl Streep copped the no jail plea after a violent Hamptons road rage incident, which prosecutors blamed the alleged victim for causing his own injuries in the case. Charles Harrison Streep, 32, pleaded down to charge, blah, blah, blah. Streep, a son of Meryl Streep's brother, Dana Streep, and his wife Mary, was originally charged with felony crimes of strangulation, assault, later downgraded. Just like a crazy, convoluted story, but I just thought it was very interesting that Meryl Streep's nephew is not going to jail. And it just got hit with a $250 fine. So for all of your Meryl Streep news, folks, and extended family, it's right here. It's the MJ Morning Show. Adam Sandler is on Google's 2021 celebrity style list.
Oh, he's the best.
He wears knee-length basketball trunks and t-shirts everywhere. And
what's the matter with that? That's what I wear.
It sounds like Froggy style.
What the heck?
I mentioned Stern, and again, I don't think I've thought about Stern or heard anything from Stern in like 2 years, and then hear like two stories in one day.
Baba Booey.
Billie Eilish, I guess, was on his show, and Eilish said that she started watching porn at 11 and that it messed her up.
Messed up her brain.
Holy crap. And then she was on Saturday Night Live last Saturday. Billie Eilish was the guest, the host and musical guest. And she says that she threw up before she hosted SNL. That she was all nervous. She threw up.
No.
And that she didn't feel qualified. In fact, there's audio of her throwing up. Right there. That's authentic.
Who was the host?
What? It was Jennifer Garner. It was Billie Eilish. She was the host.
She was the musical guest.
She was the host. Okay. She was the host and musical guest.
Because you know, the host. And now Billie Eilish.
She puked right on G.E. Smith's face.
James Cameron says that Avatar sequels are a big roll of the dice.
Avatar! Yeah, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah. So what I gave you a teaser earlier about James Cameron.
You hated that movie?
Oh God, Avatar was the worst.
It was the bluest turd ever
that
made.
It was, dude. Oh,
I kind of liked it.
Yeah. What?
I don't remember it now, but I feel like I liked it when I watched it.
It was awful. That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Emery worked on it for like 10 years.
Oh, my God. It was awful. And then, do we know why Britney Spears posted some kind of cryptic message about a new addition to the family?
Do we know why she does any posts on Instagram?
New addition to the family.
Good.
It was probably
video. Guess if it's a boy or a girl.
It's a dog, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's probably a dog. Yeah. So I'm
clickbait.
Sure
it's a hermit crab.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a dog.
Right. Gears gerbil.
I think we're done. Hey, is Antonio Brown going to be fired from the Bucks?
No.
What do you think?
No.
Yes.
You know why?
Well, there are rumblings that are picking up again that he could be fired.
Yeah.
Because of his whole fraudulent vaccine card.
You know what else he can do? What? Catch a ball. He's not going anywhere.
All right. Folks, we're done. We'll see you back here in, whenever.
What a year.
I'm not going to hug you because I know how you feel about
it. Yeah, I don't want to hug.
Happy New Year.
But happy New Year, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody. MJ Morning Show. Oh, the video, the special surprise video It's up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. It's Fester being saved by Roxanne playing Gisele Bündchen. Fester is a manatee, not a sea turtle or a loggerhead. You got to see the video. MJMorningShow.com. Folks, have a great holiday. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.